I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rants Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantsradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantsradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Woo! It's 70s rave night. I love that background music. It always comes in sounding
you
like,
love it. You love it.
It's utter shit. It sounds like total shit. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 11. Topic tonight, Scientology backlash. Yes, this is kind of a kickback from stuff that has happened this week. But before we get any further, let's get over the preliminary stuff. You are free to distribute this media in all forms of this broadcast. You can hand it out. Grease right over stuff when I fuck it up. You are free to kill your kittens on this broadcast. You know, like how completely. I should be subliminal, man. That should be what I do.
Fit them in anyway.
You know, seriously. You are free to distribute this broadcast in all forms. You are able to hand it out, copy it, make it look like an AOL desk, put it in your neighbor. Yeah, I did it again. Put it in.
Just keep on going.
That's because I just had one of them Frappuccinos and my mouth is all frozen. you had 4 liters of ice cream, Sean? Okay, you're on the air in 10 seconds.
I'm Stapler.
Bring the building down. So you can copy this, hand it out, chop it up, put it into rave mixes. I don't give a fuck. I will not sue you. I think it's very cool. My name is Sean Kennedy. I'm your host. This is the Sean Kennedy Show. I'm the world's first open source celebrity. You always get the celebrities you deserve. So here I am to be your answer to Britney Spears. Tonight we have the IRC readout. Who made it here? We have Smokehouse. What a shock. First of the Fallen.
No way.
African Love Turtle. And no doubt his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. Oral Sex, Blightbreaker 1. KleinCom, Countersink, Delamorte, Digital Light, New Guy. New guy.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, new guy.
Hey, you. New guy.
Hey, new guy. We should call him like Sport. Hey, Sport. Hey, Tiger. Dr. Zodiac, Dr. Gase, Genesis, Gone Crazy, GSF Human Shield, Kadath, missed Half Elf. Sorry, Half Elf. Kadath, Leshek, He Who Sends Me Monster Emails, Leshek, Lentium, Mad Evil! From Latvia. Latvia. Then they joined. Fuck me up there. Bing, Kexler bing, just bing, showed up. Genesis Gone Crazy, Human Shield, Half Elf, Kadath, Kexler, Leshek, Lentium, Mad Evil, Marve. No new Bammy Smaxy me. New Bammy Smax. New Bama Smaxy. Smack my bitch up.
Wow.
Ness, Neuralize, Nine Inch Nail Gun, good name. Pele's, Port Surfer, Psycho Wolf Pup, Rat Fucker. That's awesome.
There we go.
It's kind of a toss-up right now between Ratfucker and Nine Inch Nail Gun, I'm thinking. Roto! He who I owe money for a Burning Man ticket. Hi, Roto. How's it going, buddy? I got kicked ass. I'm glad you made it inside. That's very cool. Good to see Roto. Sapphire. Soab. Yes, it's me. Right on, Soab. No doubt from... Son of a bitch from Halifax.
Yes. Had a show on the station
right.
A while back.
Good to see you, man. Right on. Sparky. I think Sapphire just showed up. Tanthrax, Rabbit Fan. Daude Cheese, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, good to see you, Terrell. Who even cares? Wildcard, so what's up? As he always says, that's his traditional greeting.
What's up?
He's awesome. It's best on the cell phone. JBL, ring, ring, hello.
What's up?
It's right on me, eh? Zerstar, now, I know what this guy's name was.
I can't remember. Pyro. There we go.
Pyro. Pyro, he with the happy face. Labrat, P. Pyrax, and Sean.
With a little...
Yeah, not SKTFM.
It's just Sean.
Just Sean, but I'm here too. So Orbit Juice says,
Orbit Juice,
says goat ass is great. It's the stink star salad of the animal world. Orbit Juice is just like...
Wacko.
Mental. Now, will some motherfucker please explain to me what Woot is all about? I'm starting to feel woot. Old. Woot?
I don't know.
W-O-O-T. Just people are always saying that.
To say.
They're like, woot, 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 woot. Like, what
sort
the fuck?
Like,
is that, like a woot, woot? Is that what that is?
I think that might
know,
be
like
it,
the,
yeah.
The disco call thing going on there?
Like, I don't know how you spell it.
Woot, woot.
But that
yeah,
would be
I
the way,
woot,
I guess.
Woot, yeah. So, woop, woop, you know? Nee-naw, nee-naw. Sort of a cop sound. Anyway. Yeah, over here, our cars go whoop-whoop, but in England, they go nee-naw, nee-naw. So you got to keep track of that shit. If you wanted to join us in the wonderful land of the digital online cyberspace, if you want to be Lee Haxor,
if you want your name read out,
if you want your name read out in the beginning so you too can feel like you have a life, you can do this by getting in the IRC.
IRC.
To get in the IRC, how do you do that?
You can go to the Rant Radio webpage, www.rantradio.com, and click on chat. Or if you have an IRC client, you just go to the other side.
The other side.
And go to
find.
The Rant Radio channel.
That's right.
That's it.
Now, Sam,
yes?
What if I'm a numpty? This is my first time tuning in, and I want to make sure that I can tune into the show every week. What do I do?
Well, I can remind you. And that's probably the easiest way is to get you on my list. My spam list.
That sounds expensive.
It's really not.
Isn't
it's
it?
Free, actually.
No. And give them a round of applause, guys. All right. Free.
And all you have to do is send an IRC little note to me or get you on my list. 51-555-8-515-558. And I'll remind you every week about an hour and a half before the show so you won't miss it.
Okay, and if you have any information you want to send in, make sure you send information to info@rantradio.com.
And I'm guaranteed I'll read it.
And I read mine.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't a reflection on you.
What the fuck? What are you saying?
As opposed to replying. I don't reply. It's just I do read everything.
Oh, you're such a dink. I reply even if it's like a bunch of intelligible syllables.
I have so much email coming in.
I'm in the same way.
Very difficult.
Like every day I check, it's like 8, and then I've been online all week. I've been online all week.
I got to show you this one. I don't know if it was sent to you, but this is awesome. This was some WOG Mecca sent in from...
Somebody.
Somebody.
I may have WOG Mecca to rival this one, but go ahead, because I want to see this one. Oh, my God. Okay, that's very amazing with the Scientology banner shot down and everything.
annual meeting today with Tom Cruise.
Okay, I have a WOG Mecca that was made in 3D graphics. It was the satanic WOG Mecca. It's the same quality.
Really?
Only it's a bipedal mecha. It looks like a locust from Battletech with like machine guns on it. I printed it off. Yeah. It was Creep who made it. I printed it off. Gave it to the to Nightshade.
Yeah,
he just about shit his pants because he doesn't see shit like that. It's
love the blood on the blade shovel.
For those
like
of us who
tank.
For those that's exactly what it is. It's a tank, like a 4-barrel tank, and he's like photoshopped the shit out of it. He's like blown away a Scientology sign and everything.
Too bad he didn't like sign. Like his email is very convoluted.
It's a convoluted email.
It's got like four different names in it, and I'm not quite sure what's going on. Got like Drexler and Hiro Tonma, and it must
Team
be
flashback.
It must be Tonma.
Tonma? Well, who gives a fuck? Because I'd be hiding too after all the shit Scientology pulled this week.
Yes.
Before I get into my real big shit attack here, I want to give a special shout out to Kadath, who I haven't returned a call to in about 4 days. Ooh. My life has been really chaotic. Hi, Kadath. Really sorry, man. We kind of talked a little bit RNC today. I'm just like, no. I feel like such a dink, you know, because it's like those people you want to hang out with. But it's just life is so crazy. But anyway, there it is. So, Kadath, shouts.
Well, that'll be good enough.
Moving right along. From WS Ninja, from Sturgis, Michigan. This is an email I got. When/where can I get the porn on beta, which he spelled in lead speak.
Oh, very cool. Let's see that, actually. Prawn on beta.
CD. That shit Rockstars by Boxstars. Rockstars by Boxstars.
My Boxstars. Wow.
Rockstars by Boxstars, not my Boxstars.
By Boxstars.
That shit Rockstars by Boxstars. Thanks for reading my weird-ass email, Jew Rockstar. By the way, I'm just saying, and please pimp www.cs-radio.com. Woot! Woot, woot, woot! There's that woot
said
again.
It too. It's everywhere. It's
everywhere. It's all your woot are belong to us. Okay,
Where can you get porn on Beta?
Yeah.
That awesome, awesome electronic
that
industrial band.
That very sexy ass band that makes KMFDM look like a fit.
Singing!
Did you sing that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I'm in it.
I'm going to suck your cock right now. This is amazing.
That's okay, after the show. Not right now. I don't want to interfere with the flow of the show.
I'm all about flow.
Well, you can find out more on... more on Porn on Beta at www.pornonbeta.com.
I think you should name your next album that. Rockstars by Boxstars.
By Boxstars.
Rockstars by Boxstars. That'd be a mad bad name. Are you serious? You know, like, welcome to the real world, Rockstars by Boxstars. That's an awesome name.
Spell it all Elite Prawn on Beta.
Yeah, Prawn on Beta. Rockstars by Boxstars. You gotta call it that. And the next album, that would fucking rule.
Or you can send it to info@pornonbeta.com, and I'll set you up with a CD.
Okay.
You have to send some money.
Oh, soon.
Help support the band.
Well, why don't they just download it?
Or they can download some of the songs. Some of the songs, but if you want the whole album all nicely mixed together.
Your pants are ironed. Did you iron your pants?
When I bought them, they were ironed. So I haven't ironed them since. Actually, no. The place I send my laundry to irons my clothes.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck, I got to set myself up with that
shit.
Yeah,
for a full basket, $8. So wash it and iron it. You go pick it up, it's done.
That's crazy. That's awesome. I got to get
nice
on that.
It's so lazy.
I hate taking it down the hallway,
and then it's like wet on top of the dryer after you.
You are the laziest motherfucker on the planet.
It takes less time to actually take it.
Oh my god.
Well, and cheaper.
Why don't you pay them just to come to your house, and then they can roll you out of bed?
Oh, wait. That sounds good.
That's fine. Turn me over. My bed sores are infecting. Oh, I almost forget. Entitled to my very pissed offness at Google and the anti-Scientology thing, I've had to call in special support.
Are you still pissed off?
Oh, yeah. I'm pissed off. Not with Google.
Okay. You heard the follow-up on Google, right?
No, actually I hadn't, but I'm just pissed off
with
Scientology.
We'll get there.
You're still
pissed at Scientology after the Tom Cruise apologization.
I didn't even know about that.
Well, he sent it to me. I guess I forgot to forward it.
Well, he broke up with Nicole Kidman. That personally pisses me off. Okay, because Nicole Kidman is one fine bitch.
Yes. Well, she was a Scientologist too, I guess.
Nicole?
I
no, she wasn't. No. She never was. No, she never was. That's one of the reasons why their marriage broke up. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nicole and Kidman, just in case you're listening, you are one fine bitch. Somebody photoshopped me, Nicole Kidman, saying, Sean thinks I'm one fine bitch. I want to see that. I want to see some creative Photoshop here, guys. Photoshop me and Nicole Kidman hanging out and her saying, I'm Sean's fine bitch.
Discussing awesome. How to take down the Scientology Third Reich.
There you go. Nicole Kidman in leather shooting up Scientologists saying, I'm Sean's fine bitch. Stomping a planet. You can email that to the man.
Fark all over that.
Yeah, fark it. Get fucking jiggy with it. Look at it. It looks like a giant. You put him in desert camo, she'll look like the sexy chocolate chip cookie. She'll be amazing. Nicole Kidman, I am fucking anti-Scientology. Nicole Kidman should be our poster girl.
I think so.
We should make Nicole Kidman. That's
the one who resists.
That's some cold shit. Having Tom Cruise's wife as the anti-Scientology pinup girl.
Oh,
that's cool. I like it.
That's so
I think
good.
It's a winner. I gotta get that clip from RoboCop 2 where the buddy fires a Cobra assault cannon. Boom! I like it.
That's
awesome. It's a great soundbite.
So
speaking of I like it, the guy I've got in the studio tonight.
Yes.
For everyone who remembers from the old school world, it is Ronan Sariot.
Ronan Sariot.
That's right, back from the dusty plains of Kandahar, killing bad guys everywhere. Taking a time off, it's me, once again, live.
Wow, back
that sensitivity training is really working out, eh? No mention of, like, smufties or nothing. Like, you know, all the Rug Rider jokes and all that, that's just gone out of your dialect. I'm so proud.
That's
I'm
great.
So proud of shit.
That's because you have the wonk filter in effect.
Wog! I wonder if we could have, like, instead of woot woot, we could have woot wog or wog woot. That'd be good. Woot woot.
Wog wog.
Wog wog. Wog wog. Somebody's got. I want to get Nicole Kidman with a photoshopped wog type T-shirt. That'd be sweet. Yeah, that'd be.
There you go. There's some ammo for the IRC there.
There you go.
Go for it. Go nuts on Nicole Kidman.
There you go, Nicole Kidman. She's now the official Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Official fucking
spokesmodel.
Anti-Scientology spokesmodel, whether she wants to be or not. And if you can't Photoshop her, just get her head and put it on other people's bodies.
There you go.
Preferably porn stars. Okay. So I also got a photo from...
Who wants Ronan Medic? Okay, you're getting kicked.
Counter-sing?
Jack.
and Jack
stories.
I'm gonna bear drop in on location, and it's all over.
Oh no, Uncle Dak will never be on the Sean Kennedy Show because he makes my head hurt. If I hear someone say basically one more time, I'm gonna go fucking insane. I swear to God, like it's all cool. You guys like to listen to me? You ever sat beside the guy? He smells. Nice guy. He smells. Okay.
Listen to the archive.
Basically,
get your fill.
Basically.
I'm going to kill you. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't allow Dak back on the aircraft. Dak gets to be space fact because he's making me fucking psycho. Wrestling's not fake. I swear to God. The guy just fucking twisted me up, man. But yeah, Roto fundamentally.
Fundamentally.
I love Roto. You know what? Roto is the fucking goo. Me and Roto had a big falling out because I asked him to build me essentially a weapon of mass destruction, and he wouldn't do it, and I got
the bastard.
I'm like, you fucking cunt.
How?
I'm like, you. I was all mad because this realtor chick had working on my computer, and she screamed at me on the phone, so I got on the horn, and I said, Roto,
yeah,
you're doing code for me.
Yeah.
I want a Krono device that will destroy this woman's world. I can't really justify that ethically, Sean. What? You're fired.
Ethics have no part in this.
Ethics have no part in this. I'm an evil cult leader. I'm a James Bond supervillain. Woot, 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 woot. Yeah, I mean, you know. Sean, do you want to join UAW Local 2420, Union of Asshole Webcasters? Sign me up. I want to join the asshole. Actually, you know what?
I'm a union. I think.
I'm not actually into unions, surprisingly. I think that all my Noam Chomsky sayings, but Sean, you told us to listen to Noam Chomsky. Yes, listen to him, but don't believe everything he says. Because yeah. You know what? Socialism doesn't work. A lot of billion-heart liberals pissing me off.
Is this a segue?
It isn't a segue.
Well, okay, but it could be.
It's kind of like Girl on the Left. Yes. Girl on the Left I could handle having on the show. You know?
Yeah.
She's, you know, we'll have like the Girl on the Best, Girl on the Left versus Sean Kay. You know, we'll have like Girl on the... Girl with Breast. Anyway, where was I going with this?
I don't know. It's, what the
WOG! Okay, I'm a fairly new email. I'm a fairly new listener to RantRadio.com, an SK show, and would love to promote it. Basically, I do road cross, autocross, and rally cross, and ice racing, and was wondering if you have any vinyl decals I could slap on the side of my car during races, events, or club meetings. My site is over at TrunkMonkeyRacing.com. That's TrunkMonkeyRacing.com.
Good domain name.
Click on the fact if you want to see what a drunk trunken monkey is. With a drunken trunk monkey is.
A drunken trunken monkey.
And attached are a few images of my beast in action. Info at rantradio.com is where you want to send information if you can make a vinyl sticker, because I sure shit don't have them.
Vinyl, yes. Stickers, no. Send information.
If anyone can help me out here, Buddy's got a car. I need a vinyl sticker with my name on it, because I don't have one, because I suck. Okay? But if you can... Like, that's just the coolest shit ever. That some guy wants to put my name on a fucking race car. I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
Sponsored by John Kennedy.
Like, kudos to you. So everybody go check out his site, TrunkMonkeyRacing.com. Very cool.
Says he can do it.
Kenny?
Yes.
Oral sex? I guess you will contact Sim.
Yes.
And Sim will
get in
set
contact
that shit
with
up.
Me.
Info at rantradio.com.
Even though I haven't answered your last email, I'll get back to you on this one.
Yeah, even though he ignores you because he's a cocksucker, you just, you know, just keep on sending him. He'll eventually go back. It's kind of like Santa.
Wildcard loves the background music on the SKTFM show.
Does he?
It's sort of jungle spacey music right now.
He's probably stoned. You smoked a big spliff, haven't you, Wildcard?
Him stoned?
Oh, my God.
No.
I can't get away
from that. I don't believe it.
The guy, you know hay bales? You know hay bale? He gives me that size of weed every time I go over to his house. He gives me a hay bale size of weed. I got it on my trunk of my car. Cool. Cops are behind me. They're like, excuse me, son. What is that? That's a hay bale, sir. Looks like pot. Are you sure? Oh, sir, that would be like multiple millions of dollars worth of pot. And it can't be pot.
There's no way it could be pot.
Like, holy crap. I don't know how that guy stays alive. You know, that's probably why he's that's
well medicated.
That's probably why he sounds so young, because actually he looks so young, because he'll be young forever, because he smokes weed.
That's the secret,
That's the secret to eternal youth is blunt. That's
like 21. Sounds like 12.
Oh, my God. He gave me some stuff the other day that was just out of control. Yeah, he gave me this cognac-soaked tobacco leaf. You roll the weed up in that and smoke that.
How was that?
I don't know. There was this large transmutating rabbit who showed up in my house and said, Sean, I don't think you smoke any more weed. And I said, absolutely. And the rabbit confiscated it.
Took it all away.
Yeah, but I didn't have it anymore, so I guess it probably happened. I don't like to question those things.
I had some last night, pure.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
I had like half a half a thing of it.
Half a just thing?
A thing? A thing. Whatever. I don't know the lingo.
Who was here?
People.
People.
I won't give it away.
People won't give it away. Nice.
Did you get laid? I coughed and no.
You didn't get laid?
I hear fucking laid on weed would be sweet.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on.
I don't think so.
I've had one experience.
It was like getting drunk without spending all the money.
Yeah.
It was like getting drunk without all the money and without consuming mass quantities of
being
liquid.
Being high and having
it was
sex.
Very quick, too.
Being high and yes. having sex is nature's way of saying it's okay to fuck your friend's wife. Anyway, so. Okay. That's a little inside joke there.
Put him.
Yeah. For me, I'll do it straight, sober, fuck, whatever.
Okay. That's not what you're thinking, by the way. Everyone who's listening right now.
Sim with a C, an S wild card.
Sim, stone. Then you would be Sim. Because if you're stoned, you wouldn't have a C.
Monty Python was a lot funnier.
Stone, were you all baked?
It was one level of funny, though.
Just kinda
everything was funny, no matter what they did.
RoyalBlunts.com. Wild card. He's giving them websites. That's like smoke.org. Eh? Smoke.org. That fucking like stoner site.
Nothing but weed news.
As we completely segue away from Scientology backlash, you talked about getting high. I'm not a big fan. Anyone who was wondering, like, wow, Trauma smoke a lot of pot. I don't because I get dumb.
That's my third time.
I can't talk this fast if I'm high. Like
slows right.
I get really beautiful. Everything's beautiful. Yeah, it's fucking weak.
I didn't like the coughing at first.
I didn't like the coughing.
Brutal.
Well, that's because you were
then
wearing
afterwards, it was like,
don't wear the gas mask. You know, take the gas mask off. Stop hyper getting blunt. I mean, that's just not good. Anyway. Moving right along. Before I get really nuts about this, let's talk about this Google thing. About Google and Xenu and the rebuttal and Tom. Like, what's going on there? What happened there? Now, Google. Sorry.
I'm sure everyone out there with their speakers cracked loves your bassy voice going.
Hey, baby. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
I had a little over job. I had it shut off by Counter-Strike. Anyway,
I'd feed the need.
So what happened?
Scientology went to Google, invoked the DCMA upon their ass, and said, well, that's not really good.
Google's got some nuts, though.
You can't really put that stuff on there.
Google's sporting some sack, though.
They took it off immediately, which was like, oh, my God, Google, come on. No.
Come on, guys, have some sack.
Last stand of awesomeness is Google. Like,
yeah, Google's pretty good.
They are awesome. And they caved immediately,
well,
unfortunately.
I probably caved, too, if I had a fucking cult full, church full. I mean, they don't have
Mecca. They're powerful.
Google doesn't have Mecca.
No, they don't have the Mecca yet, but we got to set them up.
Right.
Then, I think within, like, 12 hours, they're like, wait a second.
Hold it.
Let's not be such pussies.
Hang on. Well, you know what happened?
Put that right back up there.
The guy who was in charge wasn't there. He was
that's
off.
Probably it.
He was off somewhere fucking.
Oh, this looks pretty official. We better take this down.
He was probably high fucking somewhere. And then he came down off his high.
I used to have anti-Scientology, but then I got high. I took it off my whole site, but then I got high.
Yeah, Scientology sent a whole list of pages and stuff and said, you can't put this on there. They're illegally using pictures of Ron R.L. Hubbard and...
And I know why. Whoa.
And they're
but
like,
then I got high.
I guess they are. Oh, we better take that down.
Yeah, we better take that down because it's showing illegal stuff. Yeah, never mind fucking DCSS code or hacks or cracks or anything else that Google will tie in with.
It's Scientology, the big bad evil.
Yeah, Scientology. Don't put pictures up of L. Ron anywhere. No. L. Ron is fucking copyrighted, you fucking fat child molesting motherfucker. Oh, God. Somebody nail L. Ron's head to the floor.
So, and then they put it all back up again, which was very nice.
Did they?
Yeah.
They said, fuck you to Scientology.
Yeah. Yeah.
Balls
they
up.
Put Xenu.net right back up there and Clambake right back up there.
Oh, nice.
What Scientology wanted to do, as the whole crux of this whole thing, is to be the first on the list to appear when you type in Scientology. And that's all you saw was the Scientology web pages. That's all it was. It wasn't about copyright or anything. That was
so
just a way of getting this, the other web pages they didn't like, off. Anything you don't like, just tell Google, and they'll take it right off for you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't like Scientology. Google, will you take Scientology off of there for me?
Yeah.
Is it Google private?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, somebody owns fucking Google, right?
Yes, somebody owns every company. Okay, whether, well, whether or not
here's
it's
what I'm thinking. Hear me out. The bitch at Chapters, right? The chick at Chapters, who runs Chapters, she decided she didn't want to sell Mein Kampf.
Yes.
Okay, she said, no, fuck you, I'm not selling Mein Kampf.
Right.
So what if the guys at Google said, no, fuck you, we're not linking to Scientology? Do you want Scientology? Use another search engine.
They could do that. That would take down the credibility as a search engine.
Why? Would it?
Yeah.
Would it really?
Because it's right now it's uncensored. It's ranked by
it's
stuff
a bunch
like
of cunts.
That.
They're a bunch of assholes.
Google?
No, not Google. Scientology.
Scientology, yes. Yes, very true.
I'm just nailing the fucking heads to the floor. I hate those guys. This just pissed me off. That's okay. I got something for their ass. You hook that shit up
I
at 5-0?
For you ass.
I got something for your ass. From LeShack. Big kudos to LeShack. I always give him a hard time, but the dude sends me, like, fucking email, volume one. He, like, totally, dude, like, oh, my God. The guy, like, does a
ode
shitload of...
Ode to Sean Kennedy.
Ode. Ode to your inbox. Oh.
Ode to your inbox.
Ode to your inbox. Oh, inbox, you are so big. So absolutely huge.
Fill over your press down here, I can tell you.
What is Ronan Sarian doing?
He's just... He's on the crowd.
Okay,
he's
sorry.
Distracting you is what he's doing. Are you being
he sent me this thing saying, a word of warning. He also went off about, like, oh, my God, the minute Scientology ever shows up anywhere on the web, I'm the first to know about it. Because my minions, the self-appointed minions of Sean, come to me and they're like, oh, Sean, the Scientologists are moving.
They've
quickly
got programs
destroy them.
Searching the internet for any new Scientology things.
Yes, yes. We have a link for you. This is the first link of the night, which I should have highlighted, but I didn't. There, that's the one there. It's up near the top.
Okay.
Do you have the thing up or what?
By the time they hear that,
okay,
will be
they will. But the whole thing's delayed, you moron. It doesn't work like that. Anyway, big kudos to LeShack. LeShack's my man. Word of warning regarding the resurfacing of the SSSCA, the Security Systems Standards and Certification.
Okay. Sounds official.
Yeah, sounds real scary. Okay. And there's a Cryptome, those good people at Cryptome. It was a bill called for enforcing digital media rights management. That sounds great. On a manufacturer level, so that each piece of hardware or software involved in the playback or duplication of copyright protection media would be required by law to contain a DMRM function, okay, which is the digital media rights management, on a very low level. The bill basically is a superset of the DCMA, Digital Media Copyright Act, enforcing Big Brother and corporate control all over the fucking place.
Oh, you gotta love that. Camera in every television.
All types of digital media. The bill was turned down, but has now resurfaced under a new name. It's not that act. This is a new one.
It's bigger, better.
The old name's crossed out in crayon.
That's your white's whiter.
That's right. And that bill is on this new link we're going to give you. Broadbandits is the link. Cryptome. Okay, we're going to post it in the MRC.
I like that name, Broadbandits.
Yeah, good name, Emily. Not as good as the name I got for Buddy here.
Oof, that's two M's in Sim.
Hey, Sim. Hey.
C-I-M-M.
Oof.
Oof rocks. Oof.
All sources appear to agree it's basically the same thing. The same Hollywood forces backing the SSSCA.
Imagine that. And no way. MPAA again.
And guess who's the big dank? Michael Eisner. Disney. Thank you.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Those two.
You suck.
Always there.
Is backing this one. What a shock. Hey, nice ears. We want to watch out for this bill because despite the fact it's quite a lunatic in nature, it could be passed simply due to the strong forces backing it. Therefore, you know, theory of flight, you put enough thrust behind anything, it'll fly.
Uh-huh.
Okay. As opposed to many other prohibitive bills in the ID industry, this may actually affect us a substantial amount since we're dealing with alterations in actual hardware and software on a very low level.
Yeah.
Not just intellectual property on other, or other abstract phenomena. Now, this is what we were talking about before, I think.
I guess I'll just have to keep on buying those import players from Hong Kong that have to play all my movies.
Yeah, that's right. So you get to suck my cock.
Yes.
The bill can potentially have a huge impact on personal computing. This is what the bill will do to you. Okay.
Right.
Which means only operating systems approved by the FCC may be used on a standard personal computer. Now, how the fuck they're going to... Yeah, okay, sure, thanks. This would exclude Linux and all their forms of open source operating systems. So Microsoft will be, whoa, this will ditch Linux.
We
like this. This is good.
We'll back that.
Due to the ease of the elimination, the DMRM function is an open OS. It would also render hacked versions of registered OS with this program, blah, blah, blah. So therefore, unless it's, you know, you are a happy little worker.
Are you registered?
You're not registered. You're a hacker. Therefore, you fall under terrorism clause, blah, blah, blah.
Off to jail you go.
Please bend over. Expect lube.
Is that a penguin on your backpack?
You off get shot. Jail. Kill the penguin. You know, playback. Okay, also, check this out. Playback hardware such as CD/DVD-ROMs. DVD and audio CD players, MP3 players, DVD HDTV decoders, and sound cards will be required to know, you know, if you're playing that copyrighted media. And if so, you're licensed to do so under terms of fair use, so your CD writer finks on you. It's a fink CDR. Okay? And also tells if you're like if you're copying or whatever, fucking it can be made to log. It's just fantastic stuff.
Send off your name to the RIAA and
the implication of software for never mind. And that's your CDR, not the software. The CDR itself knows
the
if it's copyrighted.
The actual drive is going to talk to your computer and phone up and go over the internet and tell you
this guy is copying.
And then there's talking about software that does that too. So it's a hardware, like a hard-coded into a chip, and then it's fucking stitched into your CD. Like, there's such a fact on the web on how to strip that shit out.
Yep, the more you oppress people, the more it goes underground. And the harder it is to oppress.
That's okay. In the next few months, guys, I'm taking things into my own hands, which will be interesting to see whether or not I will play ball with this. Because I'm here to tell you. I'm pretty sure that Smokehouse's computers.
Yeah.
Smokehouse builds computers, and if you guys want to get a computer, or you know somebody wants to buy a computer, Smokehouse is not going to be implementing any of this technology.
I would never put any kind of copyright stuff on my release CDs as a band.
Yeah.
I put the MP3s on the CD as well.
Yeah.
On the Porn on Beta CD.
Cool thing, too, is if you actually buy the Porn on Beta CD, you get the SKTFM stuff.
That's right. You get a bonus, like 4 videos.
Yeah, of the SKTFM.tv.
Oh,
you got something to add to this?
Impressive. Most impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty fat.
We all support each other. Hand jobs all around.
Yeah.
Don't even fucking make a touch in me.
Oh,
you're exempt.
Okay, now, I'm not going to say who is doing this. Okay.
But you know who you are.
But you know who you are. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Sean sneezes.
Sample that.
There you go. That was my big sneeze. There's a guy.
That you know.
That I know, who's emailed me.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Back in the day, this is his email. Back in the day when you had gone to the great cult hiatus and we all missed the great rant. I wonder if people in cult still miss
the great rant.
You know, I think people still miss me in cult.
They cry a tear every night.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do.
They've tattooed a tear on the corner of their eye for their fallen comrade.
For their fallen comrade. We all missed the great rants. I was beginning to screw around with 3D graphics animation. So I made the suggestion that someone work on ripping your rants on the What the Hell shows up and save them some of the one-liners you'd come up with, and I would create kind of a Zero Headroom character using Poser 4, Photoshop, 3D Studio Max, as sort of a SKTFM methadone treatment, not unlike pasting your head on a Quake 3 or Half-Life avatar. I know you want to continue on after you die. I need a project to work on. So what he wants to do is take a Max Headroom character.
Yeah.
And a lot of our listeners are probably too young to know who the fuck Max Headroom is. Max Headroom, actually, I have all of them, and one day I'm going to rip the entire series because they have the entire series on VHS. I'm going to rip it all and distribute it because I don't care.
Awesome. They're making so much money on it now, I think they'd go after you.
Yeah, no way.
None at all.
Max Headroom is fucking, he's the bomb. He is the bomb.
Oh, it's an amazing TV show.
Anyway, so that's very cool. So I don't know how far it is. That sounds like a huge, monstrous undertaking.
Sean will live on forever.
Can we open a window before I, like, detonate? Could you do that for me, please? Thank you so much.
Yes.
Holy shit. Don't break the window.
It was a very nice day today. So it got up to like 13 or 15.
Okay, now, a lot of people, we have a lot of gamers. Holy fuck, have we ever got a scroll bar on the go.
It's good tonight.
Holy crap.
It's really good attendance.
Hey, footnote, thanks for coming out.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out. You know, that means a lot when people drop out. It's the coolest shit ever.
Yep.
I'm not going to stick around and talk for 2 hours.
They're expecting it tonight. Last time we talked for 3 hours.
Yeah, last night I logged on and I just... Last week. And we didn't shut up. We were just
blah, 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 blah.
I got to talk about what I did this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah?
There's something new that's happening. This is what I was doing when I should have been at your Monty Python thing.
Skipped out.
Yeah, but that's okay. Wait till you hear about this. You're
it's
gonna,
good?
Oh,
okay.
Baby.
Excellent.
Okay, now, Sim
yes.
sent me... Now, I'm not much for gaming, online gaming.
Neither am I. I like it.
I am a supernatural slut. I'm a slut for all things supernatural.
Right.
Okay? This is, like, a big thing to me, all right? And the thing that turned me into a total online, just a whore for anything, like, all those, you know... I haven't seen that... what the fuck is that movie just came out? Cool soundtrack.
Blade 2?
No! Sorry, Ed, what the fuck's that movie?
Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Right. The like, zombies.
Yeah, Resident Evil I couldn't get into.
Yeah, dogs.
I don't like that like third-person thing. I like the first-person thing. So, Call of Cthulhu. Now, Call of Cthulhu, everyone doesn't know. Okay, quick sort of synopsis of Call of Cthulhu.
Yep.
If you don't know who Call of Cthulhu is, you're listening, you suck. You better learn pretty quick.
Go look it up. Somebody post something.
Yeah, post something for Call of Cthulhu. It's all based on the writings of this dude named H.P. Lovecraft, who lived back in, you know, the early turn of the century, 19th century anyway, or early 20th century. And he did a lot of really crazy fucking writings, and the guy yes. overused adjectives like a motherfucker, and he was just awesome. And he created the whole Cthulhu myth. He rocks. He's a major inspiration for me. God bless H.P. Lovecraft. Anyway.
Hail!
But there is a game, a Call of Cthulhu game that has been coming out, and we're going to post the link for the movie right Woo-hoo. In the IRC right now, so you can download the movie, which looks very cool. And
looks pretty neat.
I've actually done some research on this game.
Yeah?
And it's designed cooperative.
Oh, that you have to have it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have to have it co-op.
The only way.
Four guys, up to four guys on co-op mode.
Nice.
And they have sanity. So like,
oh, sweet.
So if you go into one room, and you see a monster, and you go,
you're
sanity,
like freak out, right?
Your sanity goes, you run back into the room.
Yeah.
The other characters in the game, okay, see your avatar
yeah.
as this really crazy-eyed motherfucker, and you as the crazy guy, you will see on your screen, you may see the other characters as monsters. You may see
no way.
You may see monsters that aren't there. You may
no
see things
way.
Coming out of the floor. Like, yeah, your
you're
perspective.
Like,
so you're like all sweaty, like, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That happened to me recently, too. I was recently doing some operations in an undisclosed area, very hot, very dusty, very dark when you get inside the caves, and I lost one of my team members. He couldn't handle it, getting all claustrophobic and shit, went shit-hawk. I had to put him down, so that's why I tend to work in alone, eh?
It
just doesn't work out with
you
other people.
You betcha. So, did we post that?
Yes.
Yeah,
posted.
Very, very if, cool.
If you like H.P. Lovecraft and Call of Cthulhu, check out Darkest of the Hillside Thicket.
Oh, yeah, very much.
Rockin'
very
band.
So.
That's what they sing about.
Yeah.
Good pop punk. Band.
Last week, also, we were talking about the privacy issues, and I've got the link for the privacy website of Canada. I actually phoned them.
Oh, yeah.
And this gives you all the information you need to know about what your privacy is.
No, your privacy.
Yeah, so what your rights are, you can download them, do that whole thing, and go from there. But, yeah, so there's your rights. But, you know, because we were talking about that. People
it's
are always
important
like,
to know.
What's your number? What's your phone number? Why the fuck does that matter? And they look at you like you're all offended. I knew you were going to be like that. If you knew I was going
to
be like this,
you
motherfucker.
You do not have to give out your phone number
you don't have to tell
everyone
these,
that
you
asks.
You don't have to tell these people shit. Who am I? My name is George fucking Washington. This is my money, okay? Here's my ID.
Say
all
you're
right?
George Lucas and you like to fuck midgets.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're Tom Cruise and you're crazier than a shithouse rat because you can't fuck Nicole Kidman anymore because you're a nutbag. She live because Nicole Kidman is a wog. She's Queen Wog.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman is Queen Wog. Okay, let's talk about the halftime music. Oh, baby. Who?
Oh, baby.
Where did we...
Some magical person uploaded
magical
it.
Magical person? We can't really give it to him. We don't want to give you shit, because actually if we say his name, it could be considered
and also because we can't remember.
This is some of the sexiest music I have ever heard.
You on hard.
This is so sexy. I'm probably
it's
going
Funker
to...
Funkerbot hard.
This is... Oh, it's harder than Funkerbot. This
yes.
is probably the hardest yet. This is as cool as it gets. It's like, you want to hear what industrial, heavy-sampled electronic death metal is? That's this shit here. We're going to be playing some Hell Sow. These guys are the gooeyest shit ever. Oh, my God. They are my own... They are the official WOG band. These guys are harder than hard. There's... KMFDM is a close second. They've come out with more albums. But if these guys come out with more albums, they may replace KMFDM as my all-time favorite band.
Yep, they have like one album and a remix album.
So all you people out there who are listening to the 1 in 28-bit stream...
Oh, it's 56 this week.
Is it 56 this week?
Just giving too much trouble.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Queer.
That's okay.
Okay. Well,
listen to it on the repeats and
everyone who can listen to the really fat stream, the really good one. Okay, yeah. When you can download it, you want to download this. Get on Audio Galaxy and go fucking
Audio Galaxy. Lots
Punker,
of it there.
Punker bought one album's called Vain.
Yes.
And the other album is called what?
In Vain.
In Vain.
Yes.
There's Vain and In Vain.
Yes. And there's one more album, but I don't have.
There's three albums.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. There's three albums.
Really.
So get out there and get downloading.
Get downloading, baby.
You will like this.
But they may be like, well, I don't know, Sean. I don't know. What if I don't like it? Shut the fuck up. You know that what I say.
You will
good.
Like it.
You will like this.
When
you,
have we let you down?
If you don't like this, get the fuck off my show, okay? All right. Play the music.
It's just
this is this easy. Is Mecca Slaughterhouse music. This is like play it in your tank. Just imagine that, okay? You're getting inside your Mecca. Okay, it's 40 feet tall, bristling, 85 tons of steel and death. Thousands of years of culture has dedicated itself to creating this ultimate merger of man, machine, and death, all for you. You are about to activate the one single greatest force of destruction the world has ever seen. This is on the MP3 player right now, cranking it out at multiple decibels. This is the goo.
You're engaged This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Your one-stop deep programming headquarters. You're listening to Ranch Radio.
That's great.
That's a good beatline, eh? I'm Sean Kennedy, the human beatbox. Anyway. Yeah, I used to listen to the Fat Boys. Back in the day.
I want to rock right now. I'm a bass and I came to get down. I'm not interested in all
bass. My bass rocks, man. Shut up. Same with, like, I used to do that whole intro from Let Your Backbone Sod.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, one, two, three.
Come on and break down.
Any moment, the beat will be in many parts. Come on and break.
Many parts. People in the States are like,
let your backbone slide at the rhythm. Yeah, you fucking, you children don't know.
Maestro who?
Maestro who? What? Sean K. Tiamin is the fourth fat boy. I'm all four of the fat boys. I'm so fat.
I'm so fat. I'm so buff. I can barely get on this bus.
I'm too buff for this bus.
Okay, guys. Now, unfortunately, Sim took all my fucking steam out of my sails tonight because I didn't know that.
What?
Well, because I didn't know that Google folded, or that
they came back.
That they came back.
You're like, fucking Google.
Well, that's okay though.
Shit.
I was gonna just fucking rag. I was
don't
like,
rag
all set
on
to
Google. Google's good.
Well, yeah, now they are, but if they had folded, I'd be
oh,
like,
I was
you
so
fucking,
mad.
You psycho
I was
cocksuckers!
So mad
you,
at Google.
Oh, like, what are you doing? But again, I haven't been able to be online the last few days.
Internet's been down.
No, I've got something on the go, which I can't talk about yet.
False airplanes, Cuba,
yeah,
and lots and lots of bales in
I'm
hay.
Getting a little bit pissed about this whole Osama bin Laden thing, so I'm turning it over myself.
I'm working on it. Jesus Christ.
No, everybody else has had the problem. I'm going to go get a bunch of wogs. We're going to jump in a convertible Cadillac, and I'll have this shit sorted out in about half an hour.
Sounds good.
Anyway, I'm going to tell you about what happened this weekend. Now, everybody, including Sip.
Yes.
You have to go to a site.
Okay.
I want you to go to redelk.org.
Is that in this list, or do I have to type
no,
it?
No, you have to type that. Wiggle your little nimble fingers, you vegan fuck. Red Elk, I think it's redelk.org.
Ah, there he is. What the hell is that?
Yes.
Holy fuck, what is that?
Red Elk is an intertribal medicine walking man. Okay, now, everybody has heard.
Yeah.
Everybody has heard of Art Bell.
Yes.
The Art Bell Show, of course. Red Elk was on the Art Bell Show.
He probably was. He looks like a guest.
A little while ago. Now, what happened was, you see, down in Seattle, just across the line there.
Yes.
There is a. He probably.
Great music.
He probably plays Airsoft. yes. Yes. Across the line, there's a place known as Mel's Hole.
and it is a deep place, a hole which has no bottom, a hole that they have thrown cows' carcasses and broken refrigerators down, and it has never hit the bottom. It's never hit. It's a bottomless hole. Oh my God! Woot 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 woot.
Sorry, that's pretty well timed though. The internet DJ gods are working.
You know, they're listening to our show. We're listening to theirs.
Oh, that all works. So, redelk.org. Now, Red Elk claims that he's been to this. Now, this hole, this Mel character, had this hole on his property. This is not Mel. Red Elk is not Mel.
Oh, okay.
This dude, Mel, had this hole on his property. Apparently, this is a hole on his property, which is fucking bottomless.
Okay.
It's like 20 feet wide. He's apparently dropped. He said he dropped 20,000 feet of fishing line down the hole, and it never hit bottom. My problem
is... it just coil up at the bottom?
Yeah, the problem is, you see, is that after about 1,000 feet of fishing line, the fishing line has enough weight to substantiate whether or not it actually has hit bottom or not. You have no fucking clue. Like, you're not going to be able to tell, asshole. Anyway, so he put 20,000 feet of fishing line down. Apparently didn't hit bottom. La, 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 la.
Yeah.
And the problem here is...
20,000 feet of fishing line.
Yeah, apparently. That's what they're saying. Now, Art Bell had Red Elk on his show because Red Elk claims to have been there when he was a kid. Like, he's done spirit walking, and he was talking about... You know, Red Elk was going on about the worlds within worlds. Apparently, there's, like, 6 different worlds.
Okay.
And there's, like, these underworld caverns all throughout the underground.
Yeah.
And there's this sun that filters power from our own sun. And down there are the lizard people.
Always with the lizard people.
Fucking lizard people, okay? And the lizard people have been taking people hostage, and there was this truce that was drawn up years ago, and now the truce is breaking down. And,
then they threw them all into a volcano.
Shut up, shut up. You just shut up. So.
Made them watch 3D
shut
movies.
Up. Shut the fuck up. Shut up, Jew.
Shutting. You. Shutting. Shut.
Zip. Would you like to talk on my zipper?
No.
Okay. No, seriously, it's just bad. So, Red Elk is what we call in the paranormal business. A crack monkey.
Okay. He looks like one.
He is crazier than a shithouse rat.
This doesn't even make sense, this picture.
Yeah. If he's an Indian, I'm from the moon. Okay. He's completely nuts.
You can get the teachings of Red Elk on
audio
CD.
Yeah, you can buy his audio CD and all the rest of it. Now, hear me out, guys. Hear me out. You're like, well, Sean, what the fuck are you talking about? Okay, so this Red Elk guy.
What the fuck?
The thing is that, what the fuck? Give me the keys, you fucking cocksucker. What the fuck?
Is this your key, Sean?
Which key?
Well, I'm reminded of it.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Sure it is.
Is it?
Probably is. Okay, military, they're saying the military took control over that hole. Okay, so what they say is that, let me finish this story before I go on about Red Elk. Mel had the hole. No, stop reading, pay attention here. I have to talk to you.
Okay.
The military had this hole, or actually Mel had this hole. The army found out about his bottomless hole, showed up, bought his whole property, gave him a one-way ticket to Australia, he fucked off.
Really?
No, this is how they say it, okay? Okay, this is the story.
Okay.
Apparently he fucked off to Australia. While in Australia, he talks about Mel's hole.
Yes.
Okay. Rumor circulates. Along comes Red Elk, who, because he's a medicine man and a shaman and a walking guy and a crack monkey, he has been to this hole. He knows where the hole is.
Okay.
So I was on the Red Elk website.
Yep.
And they were saying that they were going to go on a trip to the hole.
Okay.
So I grabbed the professor and Mr. Lucier. Mr. Lucier is our sound man.
Okay.
Professor had film.
Yes.
We jumped inside the truck, made our way across the border, and fucked off down to meet Red Elk.
Okay. Because it's that close.
Now, on the way down there, I became bored.
Yes.
In the car. And a bored Sean is a dangerous Sean.
Quite.
So I began...
You weren't driving, were you?
Were you? What's that?
Were you driving?
No.
Okay. No wonder you got bored. No.
So I'm sitting there in the back, and I'm thinking... And I'm thinking, and I get this idea in my head.
Yes.
And that is that I want to start another organization.
That's the sound of my head hitting the microphone.
Yes, that's right. This is good. Now, I thought of this thing called... Shut up. No, it's cool. This is cool. This is an organization. This is so sweet.
Sean has such a large amount of free time.
No, shut up. This is going to be cool.
Okay.
This is going to be cool. Okay.
No, smoke out. No.
Shut up, Smokey. You love it.
You've been bored. Okay. Yes, call Red Elk, Sean. Guys, I interviewed Red Elk. But let me tell you what happened. On the way down there, I thought about, just for shits and giggles, because I figured we're going to be showing up and I'm going to be filming, right?
Yeah.
So I thought, well, fuck, I can't jump out of this car and say, what are you, I'm a guy, going to film, right? Because these morons, they're like these middle-aged Huna UFO-seeking crack monkeys with, like their lunches packed inside of old bread bags. You know what I mean? They're just sad, okay? The whole thing was weak. I'm like, look, it's a, you know, hey, it's the Ringling Brothers Red Elk Circus Hunting Show.
Was he dressed up?
No. Well, he had this big fucking medicine bag that looked like sort of a leather version of Mr. T. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm sitting there, right? We're in the car, and I come up with this concept. So I get out of the car. Now, I was kind of muscled into this. It's not my fault.
Quick, smokehouse. Note when Sean said, this will be cool. That's so good. Oral sex at that.
Okay, no, listen up. You guys are going to love this shit. So I'm in the car, and I got to think of something to create. And this wasn't my fault. This was not my fault.
It was bred out of boredom.
No, I came up with this concept. Now, I get out of... We pull up. Pulls up in front of the Copper Kettle in Ellensburg.
Okay.
If ever you want to, like, ass-fuck somebody in the middle of the street, go to Ellensburg.
Because you can do it.
Because you'll fit right in.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good. There's lots of ass-fucking going on in Ellensburg. So, I'm sitting there, you know, and I'm thinking about it. Now, it should be noted. It should be noted, by the way, that I believe in the supernatural. Sim is a hardcore atheist. Me, I believe that skepticism breeds madness.
I want to believe, though, Sean.
Shut up. You're a fool. You are going to be the first guy to go fucking insane.
Yes.
Something walks out of the wall. Sim is sitting in the corner, wetting himself, playing with his lips. That's exactly what happens to Sim.
Sunny level. Super high.
Yeah. Super low sand. Okay, so he's fucked. Okay.
Drooling.
But he's... Totally, right, where was I going with this? Okay, I've always believed in the supernatural.
Yes, okay.
So, I get out of the car, right, and I'm into this. I'm actually into this. I want to find this fucking hole. I think it'd be cool. The guy's apparently going to take us there.
Yeah.
We arrive. Hey, Red Oak, why don't you medicine walking man your ass out of that shit? Anyway, talk shit now, motherfucker. So, I show up.
Yeah.
And they're already getting around for a group photo. So we got to describe what I'm... We're driving this white Pathfinder.
Yeah.
Okay. Like an older one.
Yeah.
And nondescript, no markings. Okay. The Pathfinder pulls up. And out I jump, wearing black BDU combat pants, standard combat boots, a black BDU belt, Becker patrol pack, and a highly iron-pressed shirt with high and tight hair.
So what's all this, then?
And I jump out, and I'm like, hi there. Okay. Scotty deploys with the camera. Mr. Lucier jumps out with the microphone. We're not government employees. We're here to talk
at
to
all.
You. These guys are totally thinking we're FBI, because I'm sporting more kit on my bag. Uh-huh. Like, my bag costs more than some of these guys' cars, okay?
Yes.
Like, they got the Ruster two-tone white and rust special going on, okay? It was just fucking bad. Okay. And I jump out, and this guy comes up and he says, who are you? And I said, my name's Sean Kennedy. Who are you with? Okay, fast. I'm with Para. What's Para? Para is the Paranormal Advanced Research Association. We're from Canada. We drove down here from Vancouver. Oh, what are you guys about? Well, we do research for the paranormal. Oh, so you're like ghost hunters. Sort of. We're more like ghost special forces. We don't go after the standard things like with the crystals and whatnot. We're looking for hard data. If we're going to get a Sasquatch, we're going to shoot them, we're going to bag them, and then we'll dissect them.
And then sell them.
Now, the guy's really interested. He whips out a notepad.
Yeah.
He starts taking notes. Really? Well, what kind of equipment do you have? Well, we couldn't bring most of our equipment across because we had to come across the border. Now, I'm on fire now, okay?
Yeah.
I'm spooning shit out wholesale. Okay, this guy is just getting right into it. Okay? I feed this guy a line. He's like, all right, I'm blah, 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 blah. Now I've got a small crowd around me.
Yes.
Okay.
Imagine that.
And
that never happens when Sean's around.
And I say and after he's done, I go, and who are you, sir? And he goes, oh, my name is, I think, Dave. My name's Dave. And I'm with the Seattle Times. And I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like,
here
that's,
it comes.
That's great. That's great, Dave. Do you guys have a website? Not yet, but I've got a sneaking suspicion pretty soon we will. So I was, and then I started thinking about it. I was thinking about this with Scotty. And
searching on websites now. Para.
Para. Para
Web.
Para Web.
Para Sean. Sean Para.
Sean Para. And
Para Org.
I've, you know what? I've always wanted to do ghost hunting.
not this faggot ghost hunting where they go with their, like, got a psychic and a medium and shit. I want to grab, like, a demon by the face and get Counter-Strike with that ass eye. You know, seriously, it'd be awesome. It'd be like, they're here. Let's go! Go, go, go! You know, seriously. Like, get all Counter-Strike with
you're
that
you're not going to be lost in the woods with infrared
just
on your
deploy.
Face. With your nose dripping.
Just deploy. I mean, Ronan Sariette, the ghost hunter.
Do I look like I stepped off the cast of Buffy the fucking Vampire Slayer?
No, but you should. Think about it. If we had people there, you know, seriously, none of this shit. I mean, how many times have we gone to a film, you know, and you see these guys and they're on there and they do, oh,
is that you, Harold?
In the basement, you know.
I'm in my head, you.
No, it's not fucking Harold. Go get the Uzi. Okay? Seriously, I come home tonight. I get off work. I go home. Go up to the house. I'm like, gee, that's rather odd. The door has got giant claw marks in it. And it's caved in. I call inside the house, wife?
Are you there, wife?
Are you there, wife? And I hear this, next stop, gun store. Okay, that's the next stop. Especially if I'm in the United States. If I'm in the United States, it's like, fuck, there's got to be a 24-hour
His
break.
Wife is either gone or gone.
Yeah, I can't help her while I'm not armed. Okay,
yeah.
And you know what? There's a lot of people out there in everyday life who do not understand the threat that supernatural menace can pose to everyday people. Okay, that's a reality.
Threatening us right now.
That is a reality. We need an excuse. We need an excuse to arm ourselves. We need an excuse to train in airsoft gunfire. That's right. Airsoft is a prime requirement for this.
Because if you believe that the airsoft can kill them, it will kill
them. Because there is a supernatural menace. 34,000 people went missing last year.
Where
just
they
in
go?
Under the age of 19 in Canada alone. 34,000 people under the age of 19. Let's say 90% of those. 90%. 90% was explainable disappearances. That still leaves 3,400 people. 3,400 people.
That's a fair amount.
Okay, who went missing for no good reason.
Yep.
And that's still just under the age of 19. Bear in mind, we're working with minimums here, so 10% of those are supernaturally involved. 3,400. Okay. Now, assuming we're talking about 100 pounds.
Each.
Yeah, each.
Yeah.
So what are we up to? We're up to 34,000 pounds?
Of flesh.
Of flesh.
Yeah, bones.
So
yeah,
we're
stuff.
Talking about close to what? You know, 14 tons?
Yeah.
Worth of meat.
Hard to hide.
More than enough to have the diet exist of some supernatural menace. We of the internet need to unite. Form para organizations of our own so that we can deal with the supernatural menace. Anyway, so this is my idea.
Right. Okay.
And it was good fun. And
keeping tabs on the Seattle Times.
What about the shit threat Sean poses to our collective sanity? Shut up, Smokehouse. You're my biggest fan. You're supposed to be on my time. So anyway, I came up with this concept called Para, and Scott is really keen for it, and we want to do a supernatural.
Good name.
Well, he wants to. He's going to be setting up with your help. He's going to be setting up his server at his place because he's got his own place now. I don't know if you knew that.
Yes, I do.
He's got his own place.
Mere steps from his old place.
Mere steps, just a few feet away. And what he's going to be doing is he's going to be running his own supernatural show with me. I'm going to be a guest on his show. So, and that show is not going to be about the internet. It's going to be purely about the supernatural.
Uh-huh.
I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know how the fuck it's going to be. Maybe I'll do it tonight earlier. Or maybe I'll, after this show, I'll go do the show with Scotty or something. I don't know how. But that's what we're going to do. Maybe I won't be on every show. But it's going to be totally about the supernatural. And we have some designs and stuff like that. And it's all based on supernatural hunting, not in the prissy way. We're talking about WOG supernatural hunting.
Way.
We're not going to fuck. Haunted house. Standard practice. Haunted house. Come across haunted house. Is it made out of wood? Yes. Burn it.
Well, that's not very exciting.
Fuck that. It's very exciting.
Nothing to see.
So what? Torch it. Low threat. There will be a standard operating procedure.
Hey, it could be true. It's unprovable that there were ghosts in there, and you did your job.
I'm not. This is
problem
about,
solved.
This is not about proof. This is about dealing with the supernatural menace, Sam.
Okay.
You don't believe in the supernatural menace, do you?
No.
See, that's what the ghost wants. The ghost wants you to disbelieve. Okay.
He's already beaten us then.
How many things in society are caused by the ghost? There's the ghost problem. Okay.
Yeah.
The manipulating people. How many people in power ghosty mediums? You ever think about that? Huh?
Yeah.
It does hit on your food if you're not careful. Trust me.
They'll
do that shit. I know all about it. You know. They say you think it's a bunch of living kids down at the burger joint, but I know it's full of ghosts.
No.
You go in there, it's full of ghosts. And they'll spit on your food if you're not careful. It's true, man. Ghosts.
You're like me.
You're like me. We're the same, you and me. Okay, seriously, the ghost problem. There is a ghost problem. You know? They're everywhere, man. Dowsing, man. Pendulums, man. Pendulums. What about the pendulums? You know, Ouija boards. What about those? Ouija boards, huh? little kid. It's just amazing.
It's a game.
It's just a game, Johnny.
It's a game put out by Johnny. Parker Brothers.
Hey, Johnny, why don't you play with this Ouija board, Johnny? Why don't you play with that? Why don't you make some friends? Having a hard time at school?
Spelled out my name and caught fire, Mommy.
What? You having a hard time at school, Johnny? You having a hard time at school, huh? Are you? Well, that's okay. Why don't you just make some friends with some major world demons? They'll look after you in school, Johnny. You bet. Before you know it, you're killing cats. You're killing cats. You know, not Nightshade. Nightshade doesn't kill cats. But you could be killing cats.
Yep.
I think that there's a ghost menace that needs to be dealt with.
So that's your aim.
I don't know. It's just something to
take out, investigate, or investigate,
it's
eliminate.
It's an excuse to run around on the weekend and look for supernatural shit. We got so anyway. I shot a bunch of film with this Red Elk fucking nutbag. He
was he good on film or is he?
Oh,
like,
he's fantastic on film. Wait till you see this shit. This guy is just amazing. Scotty is going to be doing all the processing, and we're going to have downloadable videos for free and all the rest of it. He's fucking around with it, trying to do it, so no doubt he'll be dogging your ass to give him pointers. But, yeah, it's, oh my God, what an unbelievable... Let me tell you, he wanted me to hang out, right? So, anyway, we're there, we show up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, right on. So, we all go, we drive out, and we... we drive to this weird little secluded area, you know, and we go past this yellow gate... It's like logging road gate. He takes us up the hill.
Yeah.
And there's this pile of sticks. I think the hole's underneath that. He's contradicting himself every 15 words, right? Well, this is the area of the hole. I thought this was Mel's hole. No, this is the area.
Area of the
hole. Well, I thought you wanted to take me to the fucking hole. Isn't that the deal here?
No, correct me if I'm wrong, but had this fuck stick been there several times before, but just conveniently forgot where it was?
Well, he's a medicine walker, man.
Fuck.
Well, the Indians aren't big on GPSs. They didn't have, you know, satellites for Thunderbirds in those days. But the whole thing is, though, so he takes us up there. He's, now, don't get me wrong, he's a kindly old coot, okay? He's really kind, okay? He's a nice guy. Trust him. Gave me the keys to his car. I bought a magazine off him. He gives me the keys to his car so I can go down, unlock his car, and take his magazine. I could have thrashed his car, lit it on fire. He didn't know me from shit, okay? But, Agent Mulder, Sean can help me solve some X-Files. Mulder, I could solve all the X-Files in about half an hour. That pisses me off. There's no show on television, because I'm a pet, like, all my writing, anybody who's ever read any of my writing, like, I have a character called Buck Wild. Okay, James Buchanan Wild, codenamed Witch Hunter.
Yeah.
Who is a complete fucking sociopath. I based him on the cleaner from Nikita. Okay, the guy is a slaughterhouse. Okay. And, you know, I should really post that fucking story just for people to read and download. I mean, if they want to edit it and send it back to me, they can. Whatever. I don't care. But maybe I'll do that next week.
Open source.
We'll open source it. Open source editing. Edit it. Send it back to me.
It'll get better each time.
And I'll put up version 1 and version 2 and version 3, and we'll just keep track of it. Hey, why not? What the fuck, eh?
New concept?
I think we'll do that. But, actually, as a matter of fact, you know, that'd probably be a really good thing to do, because then a lot of people would be like, wow, Sean really has done this shit.
The cleaner was the professional, Sparky corrects you.
The cleaner was from the professional. The cleaner was, yes. Why did I think it was Nikita? No, you fucking piece of shit. It wasn't. What's that? No, it wasn't. It was from Nikita, because that was when Buddy goes up top, and it was also from Point of No Return, where they call in the cleaner. Now, there was a guy in Professional called the cleaner also. Yeah. Okay.
It's not the one Sean's thinking of.
It's not the one I'm thinking of. And he actually was called the cleaner.
Yeah.
And Buddy shows up, and he's like pouring acid on the bitch's face, and she starts kicking in the hot tub. And he looks up, and he goes, she's not dead. And the other chick starts freaking out. He does her. And the other chick looks back and goes, I never did mind the little things.
He had a spider
go. Yeah, and he had a spider go. Let's check, Sean, the truth is out there. Let's fucking beat the shit out of it. No, but seriously, X-Files, okay? How many times did we see our bland boy, David Duchovny, standing there with his expressionless Ken doll face? Tell me what I want to know. I can't tell you. Okay, what's his name? Fox? Was that his name? Was he Fox?
Fox Mulder.
Fox. Okay, Fox. You're in a basement of an underground parking lot with a guy who knows what happened to your little sister. Okay. And you're an FBI agent. That means you have a gun.
You have the license to kill.
You don't have a license to kill. No. But dude, like, why didn't you just, like, if that guy, tell me what I want to know. No, well, in 15 minutes, I promise you, you're going to tell me what the fuck I want to know. Okay, how about I shoot you in the ankle, Buck? Anybody else? Now are you going to tell me what I want to know? I'm going to have a
yes.
I'm going to have a deponing... I'm going to have a deboning contest with this fucking guy until he talks. I couldn't bug me. All these people are going crazy with this stuff. So who's building the site? Everybody's going crazy here. I don't have anybody who's building the site, and I don't want to get out here and just pimp for people to build the site, okay? If you're interested in helping us out with the site, we do need someone. Theman@rantradio.com. Send me an email. We'll talk. Okay?
We'll do lunch.
But, yeah, we'll do lunch. We'll talk. I'll give you nothing. But I've got some specific requirements. It's going to be like a news posting site. There's also going to be a login and membership and all that kind of stuff so that we can do some good. Neuralize buys the PS1 sniper airsoft rifle. I also want to, if anyone out there is into airsoft, okay, Ronan Sariot's actually a big airsoft guy, so you can catch him. Ronan Sariot's at Sariot@rantradio.com. Sariot@rantradio.com for all those. And I wanted to draw up some actual scenarios because airsoft, yeah. Everyone who doesn't know, airsoft is fucking cool.
Mighty. Oh, awesome.
Fucking cool. I had the P90. Had to sell it, but I had a P90. Yeah, I know. It was a bitch, too. I didn't want to, but there it is. And
yeah, it's your fun.
No deal. We've got about 10 para right now. No, but seriously, there's a whole ton of like shit going on. So people who want to help with that site, give me a hand. But the airsoft thing, there's scenarios you can run where you can make up scenarios where you have people who play the zombies. You have people who...
Oh, really?
And if nothing... That was my idea. It's an awesome idea.
I
want
to be a zombie.
No, wait.
It's not a stupid idea. Anything is fucking rad. Like, I've got some awesome, awesome concepts for... shut up. You shut the fuck up. I've got a microphone. You don't. No one can hear me. So, it's all good. It's all good. I so want to do that. Yeah. But so that was the para thing.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we sit there and we talk with this guy. Now, this guy takes us up, sees a pile of sticks. That's where I was. We were up there.
The magical pile of sticks.
The magical pile of sticks. He's like, well, it could be under this. Well, excuse me.
I'm not sure.
Hey, buddy, didn't you know where it was? So I run over.
I want my money back.
And I'm like, well, I didn't pay the guy shit, right? So I'm like, okay, thanks for the trip. And he's like, it's up over this rise. Snow everywhere, okay? People are wearing sneakers and shit. I'm the only guy even wearing, like, a remotely close to being, paramilitary shit.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has stopped listening to Red Elk. They're all listening to me. And I'm like, okay, the layout of this land here is all wrong for runoff. Because I was in the artillery, I know a little bit about how the lay of the land works, okay?
Right. Yeah.
How erosion works and all that shit, okay? And I'm sitting there going, okay, no, it's not here. And Red Elk, queuing in, then I'm right, changes his story conveniently.
Ding, ding.
You know, why? Because he's crazier than a shithouse rat.
He just wanted to get on our bell.
You know, and he's this toothless, penniless wonder. Claims he has a piece of UFO in his medicine bag. And a lot of Indians carry around UFOs in their medicine bag, you crazy cocksucker.
Good luck.
You know, you're a wing nut. But we have some lines. We have some lines. We have a line on a haunted house.
Close?
Yes. Squamish.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I can't get into too many details, but it's on an area of land that people cannot readily get to.
Even better.
Okay.
Sort of.
We're looking for permission right now to get access to it, but apparently this isn't sort of like...
You have permission?
Yeah.
It's on somebody's land.
Yeah.
Okay.
And apparently it's not haunted like once in a while something appears. It's haunted like every weekend there's screams coming from it.
Oh, well, that makes it good. That's good.
Yeah,
that, then
it's like heavily, heavily
get
haunted.
Some stuff.
Yeah, so...
As opposed to that park we did once.
What's that? As opposed to that... Yeah, there's lots of ghost stuff and things like that. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, dude, why don't I just do that? And we can, you know, set it up and do filming.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm already doing it.
Okay.
It's very, very sweet. So... Anyone who wants to give me a hand with that, theman@rantradio.com, and we'll check that shit out. Now, unfortunately, now here's the big one. Here's the big one.
We need your money.
Well, there's going to be a membership fee. Because, you know what? I did that with Felt, and it died because I lost $3,000. So it's probably going to be, I don't know, it's going to be something stupidly cheap, though, like, I don't know, $20 a year or something like that, where... And then what the whole idea of it is that people form teams all across the United States, and then we have like a research database where people report where they find weird happenings, and then the local teams go check them out.
Yep.
So it's like this huge searching, and then there's all sorts of stuff. I want to do some film on how to choose your kit, how to get all kitted out. And of course, I think about this show, so it's very, very... Lab rat keeps showing the plague. Anyway, plague rats. But yeah, it's very, very cool. So there's a lot of stuff I wanted to go there. And Sean goes on for 3 hours tonight. I swear, I'm going to end up pissing myself.
He said, I can't miss a second. I can't go to the bathroom.
You know what?
Don't drink before the show. You should have learned that.
This whole, by the way, guys, this whole para thing may or may not happen. I'm just fucking around. But I'll tell you something. I cannot believe how many people we have tuned in to the show tonight.
Yeah, it's a very good turnout.
Isn't this a good turnout?
It's a very good turnout.
But now...
And lots of new people, too.
Like, it's time to give you some of your homework.
Time, once again.
For your homework. Your homework tonight is to... where's my homework?
I don't know. I can't see it either.
Check HR.
I think you forgot it.
No, I didn't. Shut up. HR. Oh, there it is. Mess with the normals.
Oh, okay. It's not... titled homework.
Shut up, you. What the homework is tonight is to make sure that what if... now, this shit was Xenu, okay, where they took the anti-Scientology stuff off the web. Everyone who has access to meta tags should put Xenu and Scientology and anti-Scientology in their meta tags.
Especially if you have a popular site.
Especially if you have a popular site. And link your site. Put a banner on your site now to Operation Clambake.
Yeah.
Because if they try that shit once, they may try that shit again. So now is the time, okay, to make sure that everywhere you go, you can say, hey, click here for the truth about Scientology.
Yeah.
Click here for Scientology information.
Get a little banner on your site.
That's right. Put, you know, and you can put in your meta tags, you do whatever, but that's your homework, okay? You can write it on bathroom walls. Everybody wants to write on the bathroom wall. You get a bathroom wall, see something here. Write Xenu.net on the bathroom wall. Okay, that's the
while one. You're pissing.
You know, whatever. For a good blowjob.
Free hand.
Good blowjobs. Free nudie pics. Xenu.net. Maybe they'll learn something. I don't know. You know, it's highly unlikely, but, you know, what the
stop
hell.
Stop watching Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah, so that would be... don't give Tom Cruise your money. He sucks. So there
just,
you go.
He just wastes it on Scientology anyway.
That's right. That's right. So we do have one digital baptism tonight.
Cool sound.
That is not a cool sound. That's like a 70s porn sound.
It is not.
Digital baptism tonight in front of all these people. Look at them all. Holy shit. Up and down in the RC.
We have witnesses
We
tonight.
Have witnesses tonight for the digital baptism. And tonight the witness is for Stewie Wonder. Stewie Wonder, you are now known. Stewie Wonder needed a name because Stewie Wonder is involved with Day of Defeat.
Oh, yeah.
And he needs a new name for Day of Defeat. He needs to be able to get in there. He needs to give out his name. So, Stewie Wonder, your old persona is dead. It is gone. And now, I give you the blessings. You are now known as Gorkha. G-O-R-K-H-A. Gorkha, which is the actual Nepalese spelling of Gurkha, which is the Nepalese Gurkhas, if you've never actually seen the Gurkhas. Or you can substitute a zero for the four, a zero for the O, and a four for the A. So you have Gorkha, if you want to lead speak it. But Gorkha is your new online name. Stewie Wonder, you are now known as Gorkha, which is if you're playing Day of Defeat, which is what he said, I need it for the Day of Defeat servers. He's now named after the Gurkhas, which is very, very cool. And if anybody doesn't know fuck all about the Gurkhas, read about them. Because they're hands down, like, probably about the scariest recce team on the planet. Special shouts out tonight to Leshek for all his groovy emails. Special shouts out to all you guys, all you assholes. Look at you.
That's
the
awesome.
Guys sending in all the stuff. Like, I can't believe how full this is tonight. This
bigger
is just,
and bigger
it's
every
getting bigger.
Week.
It's scaring me, you know what? And my content was really weak tonight, and I feel like I let everybody down, you know?
They just
hard.
Need to hear your voice. You could breathe for 2 hours.
No, that's bullshit, though, you know? It's bullshit. It's... I'm opening a computer store.
There it is.
There it is. Okay.
he's starving for content, and
he's
he
looking
finally
at me like
let
on,
it out.
He's looking at me. I'm on crack. And I had to tell these people. He's going to kick me right in the nuts.
I kick you right in the nuts, Sean.
That's what I'm trying to do.
He's edging out Smokehouse.
But that's a secret.
So don't tell anyone.
So don't tell anyone.
Especially your mom.
Especially your mom. I'm not weak. Shut your mouth.
You are so fucking weak. You got the willpower of a jellyfish.
I'm sure Smokehouse would agree with you.
Fucking wet noodle.
I am, though.
Sean will do anything you suggest to him.
Well,
no.
Or maybe I'm not.
That's you ever, for you to decide.
You ever thought about that? Maybe I was lying.
You'd be fucking with your hand
I've
again.
I've said so many things. So many things I've
I'm
said
gonna
I'm
this
doing.
And this and this and this.
I'm going to do this and this and this and this.
Who has a checklist out there? Can we get a percentage of follow through here?
So, let's just say I've got a bunch of shit that I'm going on right now. Okay? Oh, no. He squealed. Shut up.
Can we erase that? Can we do that over? We're not live, are we? Oh,
Sparky just hands his check to SK.
You can hire Smokehouse. Bring him up here.
I would hire Smokehouse.
Mighty Wheelchair Wonder.
No, I've
serving
got,
you computer parts.
I've got some stuff on the go. I got some stuff on the go, and I don't know if it's going to happen.
He's making deals here, making deals there.
Okay. To maybe saying a computer store was a bit hasty. Okay.
Affirmative action. I know a cripple that needs to be hired.
You got to get your percentage of cripples.
No, well, you should
minorities.
Fuck up. He's not a cripple. He's faking. Okay. I have never seen the guy's wheelchair. Has anybody ever actually seen
it? I actually haven't seen it either.
No, no one's seen it. We all just assume.
Have you seen his room? You can't get a wheelchair through that.
He can't fucking. He does not. The guy is not a fucking cripple.
He had a chair at his computer desk.
He's faking it. He's a big faker. I mean, I've seen the pictures of him in a wheelchair, but so what? I could go sit in a wheelchair and say I'm faking it. I mean, I personally think he's just a big attention pig. He doesn't have any fucking falling down. He's probably just
clumsy. He's talking like that on purpose.
Yeah, he's just clumsy.
He gets drunk every weekend, falls down, shows us his sores, and tries to get some sympathy.
Okay. Oh, I can't get work. I can't get chicks. Oh, me in Peoria, Illinois.
Okay. I love Smokehouse. Smokehouse actually does have a disease, and I can't remember. Is it a disease? What's wrong?
I never can remember what it is. It's MS or CF or something like
CF.
That with two letters in it. Or
he's got the HIV.
Pathological liar.
PL, pathological liar disease.
This has got to be the coldest shit in history. This has got to be the coldest shit in history,
CP.
Man. Is it cerebral palsy? Oh.
There we go.
He does have cerebral palsy, but that's the big gag between me and Smoke, because I always claim that he doesn't have any disease, and the guy just fucking wigs. It's just,
he claims you're skinny.
Fuck you, you asshole. So that's the big gag. Everyone's like, oh, are you serious? And you're not, Sean, and you're not an intention. Look at all these guys coming to Smokey's defense. Look at this.
One
holy
word,
cow.
Jimmy.
Wildcard.
Wow, what a wonderful audience.
But, no, it's, yeah, Smokehouse with his CP and Sean with his fatness. I'll be
the
wiggling.
The only thing that comes to mind is Cripple Fight from episode of South Park.
I will be wiggling my little fingers in my massive rippling bulk, and Smokehouse will be running into me with his chair. We're pretty brutal here. No, to be honest with you here, I'm very close to coming to open a business. I don't have anything nailed down yet. And but things are moving along, so that's what's happening there. It may not probably be a computer shop, but I'm working with some people, and I got some on the go. So
working with some people.
What?
Getting things happen.
What?
Oh, the IRC is really funny.
Kill him. Kill him. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Oh my God! Does this show ever suck?
We apologize for the preceding show.
I apologize for the previous show. Oh, God. Smokey, give me the word, and remember, we'll beat the shit out of all these fuckers. No.
The station manager is about to yank this show off the air.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Okay, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Internet.
We're sorry.
We
didn't mean to.
I didn't have much of a content tonight. Fuck. You know what I want to do?
What?
Sean in business, woot! They're all laughing my ass off. Sean, you couldn't control a bunch of fucking teenagers on the internet. You think you're gonna run a business? You suck. You suck so bad.
There'll be story time every noon at Sean's computer store. They won't buy shit. They'll just listen to Sean all day long, telling stories.
I don't even know, man. I don't know. Well, I'm in thinking, you know.
Tell us another story.
I'm thinking. Well, you got to do something, right? You got to do something to try to make something of something somewhere. You know what I mean?
You're like, not getting paid shit here.
I ain't gonna make a shit here. What is this? African Welfare Pets, the SKTFM. Sell porn cases. These guys got some great business ideas.
Porn always works. That's a solid foundation for
Sean
money.
Sean is going to do a better show next week. Well, your content did get shot down. Sean needs a group hug. Everyone's all fucking
Poor Sean.
Poor Sean.
Now you're raking in the sympathy votes, aren't you?
I don't give a fuck about sympathy votes. There's nothing more volatile than the internet crowd.
Oh, this, God, they turn on a dime.
They will,
like,
these guys will turn on...
Fucking suck, Sean.
These guys will turn around faster, I seriously, than a cock-hungry Surrey whore. Okay, these guys will just spin.
They love right. you, they hate
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
They're these, indifferent.
Oh,
they
the internet.
Don't know.
Oh, savage. That's a good one. That's probably going to be a one-liner. The internet crowd will spin on you faster than a cock-hungry Surrey whore.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, yes, it's true.
Take that one and post it.
So much for cleaning up the language.
That
probably because I'm not in a, probably because I'm not in a probably because I'm not in a suit today.
That could be it. Where'd your suit go? Did you abandon that idea?
No, I'm wearing a sweater. It's my sweater.
True, sweater. You're in the sweater.
I'm wearing dress pants.
Yeah.
What are you
still
gonna
there?
Say? What, you got something to say? You got something to say?
It's being dry cleaned with the fucking red cape, isn't it?
And the blue tights.
Yeah, boy.
Sean or Sim, read your damn private messages. Yes, Mr. Echo, I'm sure they're great.
What are we saying here? Hey.
I will work for Dr. Pepper, Mr. Echo says.
People are bugging me for a job.
He'll sleep at the store and work for Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, you bet.
Now, who would turn down a job at Sean's store?
Oh, no. Para.
I think you've got 50 free employees.
All on training.
Templar Knight just bought the fucking website, thepara.net.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Okay, TK, get in touch with me. We'll go from there.
He was just joking.
Was he?
No, you were. No.
We'll talk.
Let's make up a whole bunch of acronyms and get them to buy domain names.
These guys are brutal.
They are.
All right, hang on. Let's get through the RC log and end everybody's pain with this. Sean's worst show ever.
You know, after the show, they're going to go, that's the best show ever.
That was the best show ever.
They're like stunned. Like, why was it good?
It wasn't a good show. This show has been so bad. I had no content. I had nothing. It's just...
Fuck. I had nothing.
Man, do you have any idea how shitty it is? Like, I'm... Oh.
About this boke.
This boke.
Tell us about the boke. Can we get that on dictionary.com?
What the fuck? Why is this always kicked to Sean, okay? What the fuck, man? Everybody thinks this is so goddamn funny. Oh, yeah, you're some funny shit, aren't you? You scrawny, vegan, blonde-haired
fuck.
Doesn't
exist, I'm sorry.
Whatever. Whatever.
Boke.com. Register it now.
Register Boke.com. Sean speaking. Register fucking SurreyCrackHorror.com. Register
Boke.
That
the Art of
shit.
John Boke.
Book. Hang on. Focus is the name of the book. I'm going to see if we get a link here. I don't even want
to
bother.
Toto cheese. Yeah, let's get this over so I can piss.
Fucking Toto cheese. Go piss yourself, okay? I'm going to go piss yourself. And piss
we recommend diapers to the next show, adult diapers. You'll never have to miss a minute.
There's chapters, chapters.ca, what the fuck?
The show was good because of Ronan Stariot. He really held the show together.
That's right.
You're goddamn right there, Dr. Zodiac. Yeah. Always good to know that you're in my corner.
Yeah, can't find one guy in the middle of the desert with a turban on his head, but fuck, he can hold the show together.
Baby, come over there. Yeah, fat, donut-eating, munching fuck.
I'm not fat, I'm buff.
I've been
bad. I've gone, you bitch.
Beefcake!
That was the best episode. That one in...
Yeah, but weight gain 4,000.
The one that I really liked.
Yes.
The first one that really killed me was when Cartman had that tea party, and they sent the video in to the fucking America's Funniest...
Why, yes, Mr. Fag.
Is the mind doing it? What, chapters.ca is not available? Oh, fuck, www.chapters.
Chapter, you said.
Chapter.
Chapters. There you
dot
go.
.ca.
Chapters, like...
Oh, here
we
go. Okay, hang on. I'm looking for fucking...
We'll turn off the music.
Why?
While we're waiting.
Shut up, you. My name is Sean, and I get shit out on every day by everybody. Why the fuck? Why am I even here? Why am I doing this?
Wow.
Oh, that's right, because I love you people.
Mwah.
That's right.
Big fat kiss.
Oh, my God. There's fucking 25 pages. Isn't there a way you can just make it so it's just, like, focus just as a word? Books focus. I did it again, didn't I? I'll put little quotes around it. Maybe that'll work. Yeah, that's... Great. Next on the Sean Kennedy Show, he's going to be looking for a book. That's right.
Stand by. Sean is getting a book.
Dun dun. You suck so fucking bad. I hate you. It's official. Oh, well. I bought this book.
Okay.
By the guy who wrote fucking Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's given a new title. He's writing a new book called Bad Crack for the Soul.
Bad Crack for
yeah,
the
it comes
soul.
With a free CD full of Marilyn Manson and Barry Manilow. Anyway, what this book is about focusing on, like, your life and stuff like that, doing that kind of shit. They say you should focus on what you're good at. You know what
makes
I mean?
Makes sense.
Yeah, because, like, the way the school system works, the way the school system works now is they say that you have to focus on the things you're bad at. You're not good at math. You should focus on your math because you're not good at it. But at the end of the day, what do you got? You've got a bunch of strong weaknesses. That's all you got. But if you're, like, good at art, why not specialize in art? And then you're, like, an amazing artist.
Really good at art.
Or if you're really good at computers.
So what is he saying? Is he saying focus on stuff
focus
you're good
at? Focus on the shit you're good at.
Okay.
And so the weird thing is I'm reading this and I'm like, okay. The really weird part about this is that I'm good at talking and talking.
And talking.
And that's about, well, I'm good at talking, and I'm a pretty good starter. You know, I perform okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not bad on film and shit. So yeah. I guess I kind of have to follow this kind of route, you know. But Jesus Christ, you know.
Just where to focus it?
Well,
how to harness that power?
You know, and it's hard, man, because I just don't want to be like, I don't want to just fizzle out and fade away. You know, because that's what's going to happen.
Like
that's
a bad TV star.
You know, hey, you know, well, welcome. This is the last Sean Kennedy show. It's been 55 years. I'm really happy about doing
glad
this.
Glad to see a smokehouse in there.
I have to go because
Mr. Recco.
My new job entails me sweeping the floor. I can't do the show because I
got
to sweep
me
the
late
floor.
Nights on Monday.
You know,
and
it's just become a hassle, you know. So I appreciate all these years of service. And now I'm going to be tuning out. So thank you. The time has come to say goodbye with my pacemaker. I clink around with my walker and have races with Smokehouse. You know, like, give me a fucking break, okay? I am so not going to be fucking doing that. That is bullshit, all right? Like, some of these guys, I don't know where the fuck, okay? But there's people out there. No, there's people out there who have been around a long fucking time.
Way too long.
Like Smokehouse, okay? Smokehouse,
He celebrated his 2-year anniversary the other
did he?
The other
I mean,
week.
Jesus Christ, and a lot of these guys, like Templar Knight, No Deal, just going down the list here, like Paley. Paley's around, has been around since Christ was a cowboy.
Soab.
Soab, you know, Sparky, Sir. Jesus Christ, like, Sparky is fucking, like, one of the most hardcore guys I've ever met. You know, and there's more. Yeah. And it goes on, JoJo the Dog Face War. There's another guy who's been there forever. You know, Zerstor has been there forever. Mind you, you know, I should probably kick Zerstor in the nuts. But still, he's been there forever. You know, and, like, you know, but seriously, you know. Yeah. And we all try stuff. We all grow together. We all, you know, kind of doing stuff. I don't want this shit to just to terminate. So somebody somewhere better make it somehow.
Yeah.
You know, like, these people, why are they here? Why are they on this fucking show?
They love you.
Well, because they believe in me, I think.
More so, yeah.
I think so. I think they believe in me. And I just want to sit here and be some, like, it's a lot of pressure, man. I don't want to let these guys down. You know, Kaxler, those guys, Half-Elf, who's been announced forever. Okay, I don't want to let these guys down. I want to make sure that I perform for them. So,
that's right.
Doesn't, like, I don't know, okay? I'm looking at different ideas for businesses. I'm looking at different ideas for shit right now.
Yep.
To be honest with you, you know, it really doesn't matter what these guys say because I've got to make decisions based on what I think is right in my own life. But I really enjoy doing the show. I'm not going to stop doing the show. Shit, I may start doing a second show.
Danger.
Yeah, I know. Don't tell me about it.
There's 7 days in a week. Why don't you do 7
shows? Yeah, why not? Fuck, I'd love to do 7 shows. And you know what the really truth of the matter is? Everybody here is getting older. I think they realize that
I'd love to do a show every day if we're paid up the wazoo. Wouldn't you love that?
No, I wouldn't even have to be paid up the wazoo, man.
Just paid enough to live.
If I made $2,000 a month, Canadian, that'd be what? $1,200 American?
Yeah.
Seriously, if I made about $2,000 a month, I'd fucking quit my job and do this shit full time.
it'd be good content.
Every night. You know, and we thought about that. No, seriously, me and Sim talked about that. For Rant Radio, the only way to do it and make it work would be to do with public broadcasting. Now, this isn't a segue to give us your money, okay? So just shut up.
Give us your fucking money.
Give us your money, bitch. But to give us your money, bitch, please.
$1,000.
You know.
Divided by 100 people.
Yeah.
Doing
all we
the math
need
here.
Is your money calls. You know, I mean, seriously. There's a lot of people who, you know, would dig the show in that 7 nights a week if it was on. I mean, there are people who would be listening, maybe 12, but, you know, maybe it would grow, maybe it wouldn't. But everybody has an off night. Everybody has a bedtime of it. Next week, what's the topic going to be next week? You know who I want to set up an interview with?
Who?
Kadath actually sent me his wife.
He did?
Yeah.
That's great. What are you
going
to do with her?
I'm going to fucking stab you is what I'm going to do.
He's got his knife out. We're not lying. I'm not lying.
Okay. No, Kadath's wife sent me, Lorena, sent me this really cool link.
Yeah.
Kadath and Lorena are the coolest fucking people in the world.
They're very cool.
They are super cool. They're like totally high class. Every time I go see them, it's like hanging out with the queen. And she's like, oh, I really love your show. And I'm like, you're so much classier than I am. How the hell can you possibly love my show? I feel like a twit. You know, it's like, you know, and sometimes, you know, you've got to kind of keep the Rant Radio stuff separated from you know, your business world. You know, you're not that Sean Kennedy.
You have, different worlds.
Well, when I was in the Vancouver Sun, when I got on the Vancouver Sun, I went out to a client's place, because that's when I was doing the ISP. I go out to the client's place, and when you know it, they're reading the Vancouver Sun, and it's that article. And they
you're
look at me. And I have the white hair, right?
Eep.
And they look at me, and they're like, are you the Sean Kennedy from this article? And I'm like, yeah, that's me.
And they're like, what?
And they're like, aren't you leading like an internet hacker cult? And I'm like, and I went to my usual segue of, no, we're about freedom and dissemination of information and fighting back against core political, and that usual segue, right?
And hate crimes. No, I didn't say that. Not hate crimes.
And hate crimes against, you know, whatever, and we kill Scientologists because they suck. And, oh my God. It's just
hard to deal with sometimes.
Clutching. Roto, collecting dollars for cult hosting didn't work. Trust me. I couldn't stomach it. It's been tried several times. You know, if anybody could make it work, I probably could make it fly, but I'm not going to do that. Because you know what? I've never asked these guys for money. I've asked these guys for web service. I've asked this guy for free labor. But I've never actually asked for cash. And I think that's what keeps us honest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
Bill Watterson is a big
Bill Larson
hero of mine. Bill Watterson.
Watterson.
He made Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever seen anything but the books from Calvin and Hobbes? He never made one thing of merchandise. He knew he could be a millionaire overnight.
But he didn't.
He stuck to his guns. He did not sell out. He thought it would degrade the quality of the comic strip and people would be bored of it. He went on 5 more years after they proposed that. And they were, even the company that was going to, they were going to can him, bring in other writers, fire him, and merchandise the hell out of it. But he stuck to his guns and said, no, I will not sell. And he is, like, he's held up so high in many people's books.
Well, that's great.
It's a masterpiece, Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what? I think that's fucking stupid.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's really dumb.
For somebody to stick to their guns and what they believe in.
He's sticking for his guns over a fucking comic strip.
That was his life.
Oh, fuck off. My life. You think my life is
whatever, right? Whatever it is. Doesn't matter if it's a comic
bullshit
strip.
It's like this. Okay? You know what these people are? You know what Rant Radio is? Rant Radio is people. They're not cool. They're not cool because they're turning into this stream. Okay? We set up a mirror. We start broadcasting on shortwave.
Yes.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of stuff we can do. We can control the media and stuff like that. But you know why these people are here? These people are not here because I'm Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. These people are here because they want alternative media.
Yes.
Okay. And when they're not doing this, and because that's where their mindset is. Now, the people that I want to help, okay, the people that I want to work with. Now, I learned a lot. Lessons learned from cult. Boy, did I ever learn a lot from cult.
Yeah.
Okay. The quickest way to fuck anything up is to add people, okay? The more people you have working on something, the faster it will fuck up. Notice
that's
this
correct.
Show. We have been running the show now. This is episode 11.
Yeah.
Not even a bump. Not even a hiccup.
It just keeps going.
I think it beats the shit out of What the Hell, personally. Uh-huh. Personal, I'm an egotistical fuck. But there it is. You know, and we sure as shit didn't have this fucking listener base after 11 shows of What the Hell.
No.
I'll tell you this, you know.
That's correct.
So I think that if a lot of these people understand, because a lot of them are older, a lot of them understand that it does take cash. And, I mean, I get all kinds of like people sending me emails saying, wow, Sean, thanks so much for doing this. This is great. You're a huge inspiration to me. Yep. Some of the shit I get. I mean, and I do read them, by the way, guys. I do read them.
I read all my emails, too.
And it's very, very cool when I hear about what people want to do. But I guess all this bullshit, all I'm trying to say is that, you know, sometimes, yeah, you know, I want the content to be there, and I didn't have any content tonight. I was sitting there, I'm going, well, what the fuck am I going to do? And I went through the email, I was having a hard time. And you know how it is. You get caught in the rock and the hard place, and I'm like, well, fuck, I've got nothing to talk about. What am I going to do? Oh, well, I guess I'll just come down here and jump on the mic, you know. And
wing it.
Show's got to go on, you know, and hopefully it didn't suck too bad. But we're going to end this. But bottom line is, no matter what happens, guys, is I want to make sure that I want to stay on the air. I want to stay active. I want to stay doing things, maybe doing some publishing, maybe try to get some more media out there. If we do this para thing, if nothing else, it'll be great fun. You know, and we can get people involved and get people meeting each other.
You're not
again.
Having fun.
Yeah, and that's what
it.
This is all about. It's all about having fun. This is my version of golf. Some people play golf. I have Rant Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, I'm reaching out there. I'm touching people. I'm doing stuff. And, yeah, don't ask for money. Ask for mirrors. You know,
yes.
And, you know, there's a lot of shit like that. I'm not, guys, I wasn't a plug for cash. Okay, I'm not plugging for cash here. Okay, don't send me money. I don't want your money. All right, I tried that before with the shirts. I fucked that right up. All right, lessons learned.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'll tell you one thing, that Rant Radio and dealing with these people, with the people in call, even the people that I didn't like, even the people who pissed me off,
yeah.
Okay, I learned a lot. Boy, did I learn a lot. And I honestly think that if I did wind up going into business, fuck, I'd be good at it.
Yeah.
Because I can bullshit. You know what I mean? I can bullshit.
Should have seen him at the auction.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you want to buy this piece of crap?
Yeah, I actually sold a piece of shit for, like, $4.
We didn't think it would sell at all.
Yeah, and, like, I'm pretty good at that kind of thing. Who knew? Sean can talk.
Imagine selling a retail
product. Neuralize, very good show. Yeah, whatever. This show sucks ass. But let's go through the IRC and end everyone's pain so people can go pee. My buddy, my long-term friend, and incidentally, the first guy who gets paid if I ever make it big, Smokehouse. Then we got a doobie, African Love Turtle, a Lucifer Black. I'm just going to be like, Sean's always sucking up to Smokehouse. Yes, I am, because he's my friend. And if you don't like it, fuck off, because I'll burn the lot of you before I burn him. Oral Sex, Blight, Klein Calm, Countersink, Delamorte, Dr. Zodiac, Decker Case, Inoshin, Genesis, Gone Crazy, Gorka, good to see ya. GSF, Human Shield, JoJo the Dog Face Boy, Kadath, Kexler, Leshek, Lentium, Marvy, Mind Trip, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Ness, Neuralize, Nine Inch Nail Gun, Port Surfer, Psycho Wolf Pup, Rat Fucker, Roto, good to see you, man, good to see you. Sir Dark, Soab, glad you stuck around, can't believe you did. Synthetic, Tanthrix, Rabbit Fan, Tau Day, I Have to Piss, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Terrell, Who Even Cares, Woot, Wide Car, Zerstar, Zophiel, Pyro, Labrat, Woot, and Sean. Hey, guys. So, don't buy from Sean. Bullshit is awesome. Hey, and everyone's all like, Sariat rules. Okay, Sariat, you have to say goodbye. Everyone's all like going off here, but Sariat.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Goodbye to Smokey. By the way, my friend, I'm talking to the guys from the Make-A-Wish Foundation for you. Sparky, because I haven't talked to you in a long fucking time. Templar Knight, because you've always been an awesome guy. And Dr. Zodiac, for the guy. You want to know a real fucking fighter? Dr. Zodiac kicked cancer in the nuts.
All right.
Yeah.
Really? Go Dr. Zodiac.
And he's got a hot goth chick that I want more info on. But sit rip on that, more to follow later.
Dr. Zodiac, every day is precious. Okay. Well, that's cool. I like people who beat the shit out of diseases, because diseases scare the shit out of me. Okay.
Tell your friends.
For what, I've got things. Shouts out to whoever else you read. Free to distribute any of this show any way you see fit. Actually, every other show. Not this one. This one was terrible. Don't give this one. Start them off on another one. This one was absolutely the worst fucking show I've ever put on the air. But if you're listening to this, this is the worst show I put on the air, so they're all better than this. If you want to be on Ryan Radio, we need programming, guys. So you can get info at rantradio.com and go from there.
If you think you rock.
If there's some people who want to get involved with, like, want to get a little bit more information with that para thing, drop me an email. We'll go from there. Slight rant. What? Oh, my God. I can't understand my own fucking notes here. This is terrible. Slight rant. Now's the time for a slight rant.
It's slight rant time, Sean.
You know, what'll happen, you know, when I, like, get really old and I get, like, all, like, that shaky thing going on? You know,
get the Michael J. Fox thing going.
I sound like fucking Audrey Hepburn. And
hey,
you know, look like
thing
fucking,
I hate.
Thud.
All your guys is.
all your guys on an injection.
All
get
your
guys' up
kids are gonna be like, I mean, I'm so embarrassed. What the fuck? This is worse.
This guy's the greatest thing ever.
This is like Elizabeth.
Dad, you're on crack.
This was like Elizabeth Taylor interviewing. No, who was that bitch who interviewed people on the Oscars? Joan Rivers. I hate that fucking blonde, tight-faced cunt. I hate her so much. She's interviewing people, and she has no idea who the fuck they are. They have no idea. She's somebody get God. This woman a researcher. Like, Joan Rivers needs a gargoyle. Please apply. Okay, the bitch was just fucking everything right out, okay? She was just done. She didn't even know why the fuck Halle Berry was there. It was just like, whatever, bitch, get off the stage, okay?
Read the cue cards.
You know, and it's funny, but, like, on all that shit, I mean, I got MTV after Spin Magazine. Everybody showed up wanting to give me the hand job, right?
Yeah.
What a load of crap. Hollywood's such a dong. What a total gag.
Garbage.
It's crap. You know, does anybody actually watch the Oscars? Does anyone actually give a fuck about the Oscars? Yeah, yeah. Oh, please. You know, oh, God, 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 oh, God. I want a little ghost.
What will they be wearing?
Oh, what will they be wearing?
People don't know a movie's good until they see it on the Oscars. And
they'll be wearing my shit
it.
On their face, you know. Oscar scat movies here on rantradio.com. Swear to God, man. Bring me the head of Halle Berry. So what did we learn tonight? Tonight we learned that Nicole Kidman was
the poster child for...
Yeah, somebody... Come on, guys. Let me know somebody was listening, would you? Send me an email on...
cut out Nicole Kidman bad font wog over top.
Yeah. If you want to do porn, you can do that too. I don't care. It's all good. Tonight's just been a bad night. Promise next week will be better. I don't know. Actually, you know who I want to get on the show?
Sparky gives you a badly spelled Oscar.
Does he?
S-O-S... C-E-R.
Soccer. He gives me a super socko. You know what I want? I want to get the guy from drdino.com. He's the dude with the 250,000-year giveaway thing.
Like, oh.
That guy. He's such a crackhead. He's like,
crack, come on.
I should try to get Red Elk on the line. So we can tear him a new asshole. You can't shut him up. He starts and ends every sentence with, my brother. Well, my brother. Dude, you're not an Indian. No, no, my brother. We are all the same flesh and blood underneath. Dude, you're not an Indian. No, no, we are all part of the inner rock people and the tree people, and we speak and commune with the trees. Dude, you are not, not an Indian. Okay, seriously, like, you know, seriously. Somebody help this fucking guy. You know what else? While I'm down there, he shows us this hole, okay? Getting back full circle to Red Elk. Okay?
Yep.
There's nothing down there. No hole. These people were wandering around the wilderness up there wasting snow. Nothing. He showed me a pile of sticks. And I'm like, well, Red Elk, good thing there's not a hole here, but when I find one, I want to dig one. It'll be about 6 feet long, about 3 feet wide, about 9 feet deep. You get the fucking Red Elk there, bottom of this hole.
I saw the Blair Witch Project.
I saw the Blair
Witch.
No
more sticks, please.
No more sticks.
Give me the hole.
Like, fuck you, Red Elk. That's whatever. And then he says, oh, well, stick around, because later tonight, if you stick around, I'm going to teach you how to talk with trees. Not talk to trees, talk with trees.
We'll get back to nature, my trailer park, and
apparently,
take off our clothes.
Apparently, he can fly.
Really?
And he can do this thing called splitting, where he can appear in two places at once.
Ah.
Yeah.
And how do you get to see that marvel of magic?
We need this mirror.
and you look at him and the reflection in the mirror at the same time.
And it happens.
That's really like the fifth dimension through that mirror. And that's me.
Every time Red Elk says, my brother, take a bong hit.
Hey, brother.
Well, my brother. Blah, 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 blah. And then you fucking lie.
Anyway, guys.
This has been...
Oh, my God, it's 9:52. Ever. I've been talking about shit for 2 hours.
Worst show ever.
Worst show ever.
Worst episode ever.
Worst episode of all time. Put that on the credits. Put that on the credits. When you put it up, Sean Kennedy's worst show, Red Elk, Para, Stupidity. All right, guys, that's it for tonight. Thanks for showing up. Very sorry. Won't do this again. Worst show ever. And I tell you what, you take care. And
I can't find the wave. I was going to play it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you get that thing that Buddy sent in?
Yeah, we'll play that.
Now?
We'll play it now?
Yeah, okay. We'll play it now. Well, Buddy of ours sent this in. We haven't listened to it, but since it's the worst show ever, it can't make it any worse.
It can only make it better.
And this is Ode to what?
Ode Against Scientology.
Okay, so we're going to play that, and then it's going to be the outro.
Yeah, and we're out of here.
And we're out of here.
That's the last thing we'll say.
Yeah, so, hey... We'll see you next week, and I swear to God, I'll have a better show for you.
And bring your friends next time.
Yeah, and
so they can hear too.
Yeah, bring your friends. We'll sit around and you know, hey, if this was the worst show and you kind of enjoyed it, hey, think of what a good show will be.
And here's the Ode Against Scientology.
From who? Who
Neuralize.
Neuralize. All right.
Scientology is good. Join Scientology now. We do not brainwash people. We simply give them a mental cleansing.
Die Scientologists. Eat Mecca. You like that? Take some more, bitch. Kennedy and his Wagmecha army. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Well...
We said we wouldn't come back. But
you know, we said we wouldn't come back.
That didn't sound like you at all, Sean.
Thanks a lot, girl.
I am the fucking man.
Shit, man.
Oh, so funny.
That was just, it was so bad, it was good. That was... Every time you masturbate, God kills a kitten.
And there's proof.
Oh, man. Ah, well.
I just got sent this webpage by...
What's the webpage?
Terrell.
Para? Para Paints?
No. Para Paints.
Listen to the archive. Oh, right.
The Sean Kennedy Archive Radio.
Scar.
So you can listen to Sean Kennedy all the time. And I'm sure this show will be included very shortly.
I don't think Charles Manson had as many people following him as I did.
No.
There's a quote. I don't think Charles Manson had as many guys as I do. I think I've got Charles Manson trumped. All I have to do is feed my people acid and start mind-fucking them. Ooh, and who's all the sexy bitches? Oh, Nicole Kidman's there, though.
On the right-hand side.
She's on the drop-down menu. Nicole Kidman. You need a good shot on Nicole Kidman. The Sean Kennedy Show official page.
Proof.
The Winamp MP3 player?
What?
Oh yeah, Smokehouse.
He made a
Sean Kennedy player. Sean Kennedy skin went in player.
Really?
Yeah, no shit.
You'll have to send that over to me.
Yeah. Actually, Smokehouse.
Star.
And Operation Clambake, thank you.
And a link to Xenu.net.
Yeah. I wonder what will happen when Scientology sues me.
Like, will there be a huge outcry, or will everyone just claim that they didn't know me?
We don't know. I'm
Yeah, no problem, Smokey. If I'm going to need anything, I'll let you know.
There's the crazy page. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, if you need any help with your store, the shack's all like down on me. Everyone's all trying to help me out. Fuck, people are phoning me now. Oh, no. I'm still here. Sean here. Say what's up.
That's no good.
What's that? I'm not done yet. I'm still on the air. Yeah, I'm still talking to you. Say what's up really loud.
Hey, wait.
That worked.
That worked. Barely. I don't know if you heard that, but
that's okay. Yeah, I'm still on the air, man. They're actually all talking to me. I got Wildcard on the line here. Hi, Wildcard. Are you still here? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, dude. Hello?
The Scientologist has gotten to Wildcard. And we're going to turn up the music again.
Hello.
Okay, man. Bye-bye. So long now, bye-bye. Two missed calls. Who else called? Why not? Fuck, the show sucks.
Extend the show. Oh. This is the portion of the show we call Checking Sean's Messages.
This will be like my own webcam. I'll just have speakers all around us and talk to myself.
Hello, self. I know it's me because I can recognize my voice.
Well, as long as we're here doing nothing, I suppose I should sit down. Get comfortable. We'll light some candles. Ronan Sariette will take over the IRC. Do another bong hit. Yep.
Ooh, that was a good bong hit. That was a good bong hit. Holy cow, Sim.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So, Sim, when am I going to get you over in front of everyone? When am I going to get you over to my house so I can jump on the streams?
Oh, God. Well, I've actually never been in your house.
Fuck off. What?
You've never invited me over.
Oh, shut up, you weak prick.
Have you?
You live on the other side of the planet.
But you never invited me over.
Okay, whatever.
I'm the one driving to your house. Why does the distance come into factor
there? Well,
because
I didn't want to be a dink. Hey, Sam, why don't you go over to my house?
Good excuse.
Okay, well, whatever.
What do people on the internet think about that excuse?
Weak. Okay, whatever. Anyway, what's the minimum requirements for what I got to do with this?
Nothing. You
really?
Got it. Broadband.
Really?
Yeah.
So the power of the computer doesn't mean shit?
No. No, unless you got like a Pentium 100.
No, I got to pay. Well, I want to do it
What do you
my,
got?
My laptop, my 233, 96
nope.
megs.
Nope.
No good?
No good.
Well, I thought you said computer? As long as it's not a Pentium 100.
Well, within this era.
Fuck off.
233.
Well,
no.
Okay.
Where's your other computer?
Well, I've got a bunch of them. I was going to set it up with a laptop, though.
No. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen with a laptop.
Maybe it's 16 kilobits per second.
Okay, I'm going to sell it on.
This is Sean Kennedy.
Sell it on 500?
Yes.
Okay.
That will do.
Okay.
That's what I'm using right now.
Okay, so we do a sell it on 500, and then what?
Load in Winamp, load in the plugin,
and that's it.
I show you how to do it.
Really?
And that's it.
Well, that's cool.
Yep.
Okay. Well, actually, you might want to put, could put the professor on it, too.
If he's good enough to do one, if he thinks he can hold down the fort and do a show.
Well, he could probably just jump on the stream. Actually, I'm probably about the only person in the world who could jump on the stream. Just jump on the stream. See who's there. Start talking. That'd be interesting to do.
Everyone.
Anyway. Well, I suppose we should go.
Yeah.
The show of weakness. We got anything? Let's play some more Hellcell. Cue up some Hellcell and then
one more Hellcell?
One more Hellcell song at random.
Well, we don't know which one's good.
Fuck whatever, just drop one in there. It can't suck any more than this show did.
Is that the excuse?
What?
Everything we do from now on.
Well, no, fuck, man.
Suck as much.
Well, this show licked, man. Maybe I'm being hypercritical here, but I mean, dude, show
they
was
love
bad.
Every show. Well, in our opinions, yes, it sucked.
Well, you know what? I have a high standard for my fans, okay? And I, right now, I'm appalled with myself. I'm going to go home, crack a bottle of wine, and fucking drink it. Just because, well, whatever. Oh, incidentally, we'll play this one. What?
Called
Distrust.
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 All right, guys. Have a good night. And we will talk to you soon. And I'm going to get Sim over this week.
So yay!
Get that happening. All right?
Oh, he's not inviting me over to his house, too.
Dude, I work nights, you fucking retard.
Oh.
Remember?
See, there's a good excuse.
Yeah. See, I work nights, yeah. And I only get to see my wife 6 hours a week. Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
So there's that whole thing. So anyway. But we can blame Geeks R Us for that. Geeks R Us Computers. GeeksRUs.com. Crash their server.
Not endorsed by Rant Radio.
www.geeksrust.com. Go there now and destroy them.
Only,
anyway.
Only endorsed by Sean.
No, no. Rant Radio hates Geeks R Us.
No, we don't.
Who cares? I wrote a bed. Fuck everything. Fuck it all. Fuck it all and fucking no regrets. All right.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Hellsaw with Distrust, and we're out of here till next week.
Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for that.